All right, say you've got too many windows open and you want to focus on one. Just grab the one you want, shake it, and... I'm a PC. This is how it's done.
Manuel Gallegos.
Passengers coming to the U.S. from all foreign countries can expect to be patted down, have their carry-on searched, and may even be scanned for explosives. And there will be no exceptions for passengers coming from 14 countries the U.S. considers to be sponsors of terrorism or countries of interest. They will be patted down, and 100% of their carry-ons will be hand-searched.
CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate says Yemen, Nigeria, and Pakistan are among the 14 countries on that list.
TSA and the government and the administration in particular do not want a replay of what we just saw on Christmas Day, and they don't want to take any chances with the screening that is currently in place.
Security was put to the test last night at Newark Liberty International Airport. A six-hour delay for some passengers at one of the airport's terminals after a man went the wrong way through a security checkpoint.
I think I'm a little more scared to fly. I really am, because if people can just get in and through, you know, anything could happen.
The U.S. believes Al-Qaeda is planning more terror attacks in Yemen, and for a second day, U.S. and British embassies there are closed. CBS's Tula Vlahu in Yemen says security forces killed two suspected Al-Qaeda members in battles today outside the country's capital.
Today's events are just another indication that Al-Qaeda is operating in Yemen, that the threats are as real as perhaps the embassies are saying, and that Yemeni officials are eager to cooperate with the United States.
Asked about the possibility of U.S. troops going to Yemen, a top administration official says, "We're not talking about that at this point at all." President Obama focused on Yemen and terror threats during his vacation and is now on his way back to Washington.
I'm Peter Mayer in Honolulu. The newest terror threat is at the top of the president's inbox, sidetracking the New Year emphasis the White House had hoped to put on job creation and health insurance reform. CBS News Director of Political Coverage Steve Chigueras says Mr. Obama's top domestic priority is a high-stakes issue in this midterm election year.
Even if the president gets health care passed in the next couple of months, there's still the repercussions of the cost and what kind of effect it's going to have on the average American.
Average Americans who will ultimately decide control of Congress in November. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
In former President Carter's hometown, Plains, Georgia, an effigy of President Obama was found hanging in a building on Main Street.
Witnesses say the stuffed doll had a sign with President Obama's name on it. The Secret Service so far isn't talking about the effigy, but does confirm its agents are investigating.
That's CBS's Pete Combs. In Pakistan, the five Americans held there for allegedly trying to join militant groups were in court to deny they plan to carry out terror attacks. Reporter Chris Albritton in Islamabad.
They arrived under heavy security with armed policemen and elite special forces on the rooftops and guarding the roads in Sargodha where they were detained.
The five young men from the D.C. suburbs could also face charges here in the U.S. From Afghanistan, word of the first U.S. combat deaths of the new year. Four Americans were killed yesterday in a roadside bombing in the southern part of the country. It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It was an ugly way to end the season.
When this happens against the teams like Kansas City, I mean, these guys had over 500 yards.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Republicans play the blame game on national security. Yeah, they're starting the new year just like they conducted the old one. Hey, hello, everybody. Great to see you. Happy, happy new year, and welcome to this first edition of the Bill Press Show in the new year, January 4, 2010. Good to have you with us today. We're holed up back at our little radio factory here, as we call it, on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., just down the street from a very quiet Capitol building. Congress doesn't come back into session until tomorrow, but we got a jump start on them and on the president, who doesn't arrive back at the White House with his family until about 11:45 East Coast time this morning. We're covering all the big stories of the day, giving you a chance to weigh in at our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737. Your calls from anywhere in the great United States of America and we're at whatever corner of the country you happen to live in. We are there for you and happy to have you here with us. On the website, BillPressShow.com, really loved you to take a look at this week's column on polls, political opinion polls, what's wrong with them and what's wrong with the people who pay so much attention to them. That's basically all you hear about on the talk shows these days, is what the latest poll said and what does that mean. You know, I'm more interested in how we govern than how we conduct opinion polls. Anyhow, you'll see my take on it on the website at BillPressShow.com. And the press team. Team Press all back together again today. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning.
Well, hello there.
Hello, yeah. Guys.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Peter and I. We enjoyed the vacation while Dan was
I was here.
Keeping the ship afloat.
Yeah, we floated.
With the good help of Rich Masters. Thank you, Rich, for filling him on Christmas Eve. And then Radical Russ from out in Portland, Oregon, all last week, man.
Yeah.
Radical Russ did a good job. Got a lot of great comments about it. So, Russ, thank you very much. And we're out to promote the talk radio career of Radical Russ.
I like Russ.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He ruffled some feathers. But Russ is good.
Yeah, it was solid. You know, he's now working with Normal, so we did a lot of medical marijuana talk, which was very interesting, very well informed, and it was good. Solid.
So he was already stoked up that day. that was pretty early on the left coast when he started doing the show from out there.
Yeah, there at KPOJ.
Man, I got to tell you, exactly. So we got a lot coming up today, we start off, of course, with wishing you a very, very happy new year. And the president did as well in his remarks over the weekend from Hawaii.
I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year. This is always a hopeful time as we celebrate the end of one year and the beginning of another.
A hopeful time, and the president and his family, like all of us, gathered around the television New Year's Eve to watch the countdown and to hear the man who can do the countdown like nobody else. Oh, again, they let Dick Clark have the microphone. You know, huge fan of his, I am, and he is a huge celebrity, but the poor guy is not in such great shape today. Last year was embarrassing. This year was even more embarrassing.
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 11, and 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
It's a good thing the crowd was really loud.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't understand
I don't
this.
Think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to him. We want to remember him, you know, as that energetic, big smile, you know, great talent, Dick Clark, not as this tottering old guy that they roll out once a year for the countdown.
Just give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up. Hand it over.
Yeah. To Ryan Seacrest, of all people. But
anyway. That's a different story.
All right. Hey, we're going to kick off this hour with Sam Stein from Huffington Post, White House correspondent for HuffPost, and talk a little bit later in this hour also with Charlie Cook, the great political prognosticator. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Monday, other headlines making news. James Cameron has become the first director to have two films with over $1 billion in ticket sales. The first, of course, Titanic. Now Avatar made it to the $1 billion mark, $350 million in the U.S. alone in just 17 days. And more good news for Cameron. Avatar, now the fourth biggest selling movie ever, behind Titanic, Lord of the Rings, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
They've done $1 billion already with Avatar?
17 in 2.5 weeks.
Well, yeah. And I didn't think they started it, like, overseas as early as they did.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a worldwide release, basically.
Mm-hmm. Buddhism isn't going to help Tiger Woods, according to Brett Hume.
The Fox News
host yesterday gave the troubled golfer the advice to convert to Christianity to make a full recovery from his sex scandal. Hume says his recovery depends on conversion because Buddhism doesn't offer the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by Christianity.
Who says? Brett Hume says. I don't think that's true, number one. And, I mean, what does he think he is? Some missionary? He's got to go around and convert everybody to Christianity? Brett Hume? Great.
The economy may be tough, but people aren't giving up on one thing, chocolate. Media.
I just want to say, Tiger Woods' problems, right, has nothing to do with the fact that he's a Buddhist. I just want to make that point.
All right. People are not giving up on chocolate.
Mark Sanford's a Christian.
People are not giving up on chocolate in this economy. Media Post reports on a new survey where...
I hope not.
We bought 3% more chocolate last year than in 2008, but the increases were far more substantial overseas, an 18% increase last year in China, and about 10% across Europe. On a per-dollar basis, the Swiss still win, each person spending $206 a year on chocolate. Here in the U.S., we spend about $55 a year per person
on chocolate. Nestle's making it big. Let me tell you... I did my share. I bought a lot of chocolate over the holidays.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know that part of that 3% is probably me. All right, 13 minutes after the hour now. Yes, indeed, the Congress coming back in town tomorrow. The president will be here in about just a little over 3 hours, landing on the South Lawn with the family after the vacation in Hawaii. And that means we all have to go back to work, including Huffington Post White House correspondent Sam Stein. He starts us off early this morning. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Hey, Bill, I have a way to solve all your problems as well, and that's to convert you to Judaism. So starting tomorrow, we're going to have a bris at the press shop.
Well, wait, but do you offer forgiveness and, you know, reconciliation the way Tiger Woods needs?
We offer more forgiveness and reconciliation.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, Sam, I'll consider it. Happy New Year
consider
to you.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, so how do you think, let's start with this whole national security thing. It seems to be the one big issue, right? The failed attempt on that airliner flying into Detroit. It really cut into the planned vacation of President Obama. How do you think the White House has handled it overall?
I think they've handled it actually quite well. I had to debate this with Dan Snor of neoconservative fame on Morning Joe the other morning, and there's two reactions from the conservative community to the way president's handled this. One is that he sat on his hands for many days and, you know, didn't really show enough strength. The other is that he came out swinging too soon and that he said that this was not connected to Al Qaeda, and then he stupidly put this man in civilian court and you know, both of them, you know, if you take two together, they don't work. I mean, they're incongruous. So we looked back and we looked at how President Bush handled the shoe bombing incident. That was sort of a situation. And it's basically the same thing, right? Is someone comes on board a plane with a bomb attached to them. If not for the faulty mechanics of the bomb itself, tragedy would have ensued. How did each president handle it? The Obama administration came out quickly, condemned the attack, said it was terrorism, went forth and sort of surveyed what had happened, and then the president came out with a public statement in front of the cameras within 72 hours. And then after that, he, as you learn more, he began to divulge more, and I think that's probably the best way to do it. With Bush, no one made a public statement for 6 days. The president sort of casually stayed at, first it was Camp David and then Crawford, and never actually made a public statement about the attack until he was asked about it in an unrelated press conference. Also, at the time, Osama bin Laden, 4 days after the failed shoe bomber attack, released a videotape. In one of the several videotapes that he releases. And the Bush administration actively downplayed the videotape because they said they didn't want to elevate the issue of terrorism more than it was elevated already. So I don't fault the Bush administration for any of that. I think that's perfectly fine. I actually agree that you don't want to elevate these things, especially when they're a botched terrorist attack.
Right.
Greater than it has to be. But on the flip side, I don't quite understand all the criticism of the president for how he's handled the current attack. I think that's exactly what you want.
One of the things that I kept listening for, Sam, was I kept listening for one of these Republicans who were so quick to condemn Barack Obama to also condemn al-Qaeda. I didn't hear anybody condemn al-Qaeda for the attack, right? I just heard them condemn the president for the fact that it happened on his watch.
Well, you know, I think the condemnation of al-Qaeda sort of goes unsaid. Unfortunately, They don't give Obama the same sort of latitude that that I'm giving them. I mean, obviously this man knows we're in a war on terror. Obviously he wants to defeat al-Qaeda. There's no question about it. Let's just get over the silliness of that. It's so stupid. It's such a waste of time to actually debate whether or not someone takes this threat seriously that it does us all a disservice. It's just stupid. I'm tired of, you know, the first person always on camera after a terrorist attack is either Pete Hoekstra,
yes,
Peter King.
Yeah.
And it's just like they're waiting for it. I mean, just let it go for 2 days, calm yourself for 2 days, and then we can debate how to go about fighting terrorism.
Well, and the person who is either right ahead of them or right behind them, of course, is Dick Cheney.
Well, this time he had to get the Politico people to prod him. I mean, they had to, Politico is good for a lot of things, especially the Dick Cheney quote that comes the day after some controversial episode involving Barack Obama. And, you know, I was not shocked that they got the quote from Dick Cheney. His comment was probably one of the more sickening of the bunch. Obviously, you know.
Yeah, Obama.
President clearly knows we're at war on terror. It's just silly to.
And has talked about it. But it to me, it shows once again that the Republicans will attack Obama, blame him for anything and everything, and use any opportunity, even a national security threat, to try to derail him and undermine him. Now, Sam, let's look ahead here. Congress is coming back tomorrow, and the big unfinished agenda yet still, right, is health care. So are they going to be able to pick up the pieces and put a bill together? What do you cover the Hill as well as the White House. What do you read?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a few people on the Hill, including Christopher Holland, who heads the TGP,
yes,
and Rosa DeLauro, who is one of the key negotiators on the abortion language. And you're starting to get a sense that, you know, the compromises are being, and if they're not being hammered out right now, people see the writing on the wall. And you're going to get a bill. I don't know whether it's going to come before the State of the Union address, but it should come towards the end of January. And what it's going to look like is predominantly the Senate bill, but with a bit of sweetener added to it, as I put it. You're going to have more subsidies for people to purchase insurance. You're going to have the abortion language that more closely resembles the Senate, which is actually good for abortion rights.
Mm-hmm. Better than the House language.
There's question about whether to make the exchanges, these pools of insurance that people and small businesses can purchase, whether to make the state base, which is the Senate bill, or national base, which is the House bill. And I know Rosa told me that, you know, one of the concessions for dropping the public option, which is pretty much dead, is to make these exchanges national based, because then they'll have greater number of consumers, greater purchasing power, more stringent regulations, so on and so forth. So these are the things. You're beginning to see people sort of meet in the middle between these two bills, with the obvious exception of the public plan, which is pretty much dead. And
does that include the welfare, Medicare expansion?
Yeah, there's no Medicare. There's not going to be a Medicare expansion. What might end up happening is that the bill would look closer to the House bill on Medicaid expansion, which is sort of expanding below the poverty line and above. But, you know, it's in terms of adding a new element of government-run regulation, you're not going to get it. And for a lot of people that I talk to in progressive circles, that was the whole point, was that you needed to have another player in the game if you wanted to keep prices down. And so what we're doing now is subsidizing people to buy private insurance.
Right, and that's a point that the president himself made. Finally, Sam, of course, some people are questioning why we need to do this in the first place, including a rather well-known radio talk show host who was rushed to the hospital over the holidays. He came out, was released from the hospital over the weekend, and here's his comment on why we need any health. We don't need any health care reform.
Based on what happened to me here, I don't think there's one thing wrong with the American healthcare system.
Nothing wrong with it, Sam. Why are we going to all this trouble?
I wish Rush had told us this like 10 months ago. We could have saved all the articles I wrote on the
baby.
Yeah,
business. Yeah, right.
Oh, what the hell, Rush? You know, it's funny. It's like there's television, right? I mean, there's 49 million uninsured Americans.
Yeah.
Does that never, ever enter into the equation with this
No.
guy?
No. I mean, Rush is right. There's nothing wrong with the system as long as you make $20 million a year the way he does, right? Then you can get the best health care coverage you want.
Well, I put the Rush Limbaugh plan. That should be the government option.
Exactly. Sam Stein. Hey, listen, no briefing today, I guess, right?
No briefing. He's not even in town until noonish. So.
All right.
We'll have to wait till tomorrow.
See you tomorrow at the White House. Thanks, Sam.
All right, take care.
All right. Happy New Year.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaDurante.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards. And with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's still fairly light on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder. We do have a couple problems on the surface streets.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Go to OvationHair.com, and when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
This is 2010, an election year, and we'll talk politics with Charlie Cook of the Cook Political Report in the next segment of the Bill Press Show. Meanwhile, crazy situation here in Washington, D.C., where two players on the Wizards basketball team got into a gunfight, both of them pulling guns out of their lockers. In the locker room, Gilbert Arenas says, this wasn't such a smart thing to do, but I'm not going to let it get me down.
Whatever happens, happens. You know, I can't do anything about that. Just keep a smile on my face. You gotta enjoy life sometimes. You can't worry about no negativity.
Keep a smile on my face. Whatever happens, happens. Not going to let it get... He pulled a gun out of his... I mean, I still can't get over the fact that this is a professional basketball team and they've got guns in their... I mean, two of them had guns in their lockers.
But this is the franchise player for the Wizards. I mean, he is hands down the best player on the team.
Yeah, right. The Wizards, by the way, their name before it was changed... was the Washington Bullets.
Change it back.
I guess they ought to change it back. Don't you think maybe, should they ought to be checking the locker rooms in the NFL and the NBA, all the teams? I mean, the idea that these players have guns in their lockers, pretty frightening to me. All right, 2010. Everybody says, a lot of people are saying Democrats are going to lose seats in 2010. We'll find out from Charlie Cook what he thinks. Coming up next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy, daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
Lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Starting to see speeds dip in a couple different spots. Southbound 25 out of Thornton, 104th to 84th. Also,
turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
turn right now.
But now my GPS can wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my max refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP. And your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation. Quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES. 303-BUNDLES. Or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151.
Why are you so distant? Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
Knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
For AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour on this Monday, January 4, our first show of the new year. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. 2010, of course, being an election year. Every member of the House of Representatives up for re-election, one-third members of the United States Senate. In a year that some people predict is going to be a tough sledding year for Democrats, how's it going to turn out? We turn to a man, not to put a lot of pressure on, but, you know, when it comes to Charlie Cook's ability to predict election returns, here's what Dana Milbank said of the Washington Post. The Pharaoh had Joseph. The Greeks had the Oracle at Delphi. Washington has Charlie Cook of the Cook Political Report. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Well, except when I'm wrong. Then I'm an orator and an oracle, but anyway, that was flattering.
We love you either way. Hey, Charlie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
So the news, political news of the day, that Henry Brown, five-term Republican congressman from South Carolina, stepping down. What is it with these? There are four Democrats so far have done so, right? But what does this all mean?
Well, we had four in the month of December. You've actually had 10 total Democrats that are opening up, but some of those are relatively safe seats. But you had four critical Democratic retirements. That is, Democrats in tough districts retire in the month of December. And those were seats that, at least a year ago, you would have described as being you know, fairly safe seats.
Yeah.
You get a couple of sort of random Republicans retired. You had Radanovich from your home state of California announced just before the holiday. But these are not seats that Republicans have to really worry about. And a lot of, you know, some of these are seats that the party doesn't have to worry about. The individual member may or may not have some issues, but the party doesn't have so much a problem. But I don't think Republicans are going to have a huge problem holding on to Radanovich's seat, to be perfectly honest.
Or to Henry Brown's seat in South Carolina, right?
Or Brown's seat in South Carolina.
So overall, well, first of all, let me ask you, for a midterm election like this, 2010, the party in power would traditionally win or lose seats?
Well, I think you're approaching it exactly the right way, I think, is to say, okay, what is the norm, and then what circumstances may make it better or worse for any either given party
than
the norm.
And
that's exactly the way you look at it. Okay, the norm is, and I think you have to separate. You have to say the first term midterm election, that is the first midterm election for a president that's been elected. So let's get the Lyndon Johnson taking over after the Kennedy assassination, or Ford taking over after the impeachment and removal of the resignation of Richard Nixon, because those kind of skew things up anyway.
This is kind of a Clinton.
Right. So we're talking about legitimate first-term midterm elections, the end of World War II. The average is in the House, the president's party lose about 16 seats. In the Senate, there's actually, the average is no net change at all. Then they lose about six governorships and about 218 state legislative seats. So it goes up and down the ballot. And the things that could make this worse for Democrats are, number one, exposure. You know, in the House, Democrats picked up 54 seats in the last two elections. They just had phenomenal elections. And they've got, 48 seats held by Democrats. There were districts that John McCain won. Mm-hmm. And they've just got a lot of Democrats that are sort of behind enemy lines that won in part because they had two fabulous elections in a row. The second thing is a tough economy. And for most voters, it's defined as unemployment. And unemployment's looking like it's going to be basically 10% or higher for the next year. It may come back down to 10 flatline, or maybe 9.8 or 9.9, but effectively 10%. And there's never been a post-depression election where we've had a certainly post-World War II era where we've had unemployment over 10%. And then the final thing is that all the intensity and the excitement and energy that Democrats had in 06 and 08 has transferred over to the Republican side, where Democrats are sort of, you know, there's a malaise or a disillusionment or a self-satisfaction, whatever you want to call it. But Democrats are not really motivated right now, and Republicans are, and that's a reverse from before. And so you've got three factors that are saying, gosh, this should be worse than normal for Democrats. But then you've got one factor going the other way, and that is that the Republican brand is still very damaged.
Yeah.
And when Republicans were knocking off the Democratic majority in 1994, they did it with a brand that wasn't damaged. And when Democrats took the House and Senate back in 2006, they did it with a brand that was not damaged. And so the real question is, number one, how bad are these three factors going to be to make this worse than normal for Democrats? But on the other hand is, does the Republicans' brand damage put a ceiling on how many gains they get, or to what extent does it, and keep them from getting the kind of gains that otherwise they probably would be getting?
Well, which leads to my question about Barack Obama and what role he would play. Obviously, he's not on the ballot, but the Republican strategy seems to be they're anti-Obama. I mean, that's the message that I hear from them, right? I don't know what else they haven't put a health care plan on the table or a jobs plan on them, but they're anti-Obama. On the other hand, you know, does Obama... So does he help the Republicans more or the Democrats more? How much can he really get out there and affect these either Senate or House races?
Well, I think some Republicans are painting this as anti-Obama. And within the Republican base, that's probably a smart strategy. After all, President Obama has a job approval rating among Republicans of about, I think it's 18%.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, his overall job approval rating, the Gallup poll in December, it averaged 50%. you know, which isn't a great job rating, but it's not exactly radioactive. And I think that smarter Republicans and some of the smart Republican pollsters I know are telling them, don't run against Obama, run against Nancy Pelosi, run against Harry Reid, run against the Democratic Congress. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that have radioactive numbers, not Obama. Obama can help when you're at a party meeting, at a fundraiser, when you're talking to the Republican faithful. Sure, go ahead, bash Obama all day long. But when you're out there with other voters, and particularly with independent voters, you're better off bashing the Democratic Congress, because that's where the serious disillusionment has set in among non-Republican voters.
Now, if you're looking at, so given all that we've talked about, and you're looking at the House with the average 16 loss for the party in power, do you think Democrats can hope for no worse than 16, or is it going to be worse than that?
It's going to be worse than that. I mean, the key thing is they need, you know, they need 40 to switch. I got 41. I guess 40. I haven't done the math since, or I haven't remembered since the party switch that was last week. But basically, 44 Republicans need, I guess, we'll call it 41 seats to gain. Right now, you can't get there from here without more Democratic retirements in tough districts. We can't get Republicans to 40.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I mean, we've got, in fact, if we do all these labels and solid Democrat, likely lean Democrat, toss up lean, likely solid Republican, we have exactly 218 seats that are solidly or probably in our solid or likely categories for Democrats, which means that what you need is there would have to be probably another 8 or 10 Democrats that are currently thought to be safe or pretty safe that would have to retire or suddenly find themselves in tough races that we don't think so now, for the House to actually flip over. But I think what's more likely is we're seeing like losses in the 20 to 30 seat range, you know, which would be, it would be a buzz cut for Democrats, but it wouldn't be a scalping.
And on the Senate quickly, first of all, I want to ask you about Chris Dodd, but do you think the Senate also remains in Democratic hands?
You can't find 11 seats that Democrats with 60-40, but with the vice president breaking the tie, Democrats would have to lose 11 seats.
And they're not
there aren't 11. There aren't, I mean, the most fertile imaginable imagination could not get up to 11 seats.
Uh-huh.
But could you get to 4, 5, 6? Absolutely. That could absolutely happen.
Chris Dodd, is he in serious trouble?
Yes. And the thing about it is, in a lot of places, there are Democratic problems. In Connecticut, there's a Chris Dodd problem. You take Chris Dodd out, you put Richard Blumenthal, the state attorney general, a Democrat, in, and that seat's probably a reasonably secure Democratic seat. And so it's a very atypical situation. He basically dug himself a very deep hole that, frankly, the only argument that he could possibly get out of is whether Republicans just beat each other to death in a primary so that even Chris Dodd could get reelected.
And on the Republican side, you know, the ultra-conservatives or teabaggers, whatever you want to call them, have targeted Senate candidates Charlie Crist in Florida, Mark Kirk, rather, in Illinois, Bob Bennett in Utah, saying they're not conservative enough for their brand of the Republican Party. Is that likely to succeed, that movement? How do you read it?
Well, the thing about it is, I think you look at it, I mean, use Florida as an example, and whether Republicans nominate Charlie Crist, the governor, or whether Marco Rubio, the former House Speaker, either one of them would probably win that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that particular case, now, in some other places, for example, in New Hampshire, if Republicans nominate Ovid LaMontagne, who is an extremely conservative former State Board of Education chairman, if they nominate him, if it's sort of he's the favorite of the Tea Party types, he actually could lose the New Hampshire seat for Republicans. But on the other hand, if they go with Kelly Ayotte, the former attorney general, who, you know, she's conservative, but she's not a Tea Party type, she'd probably hold the seat fine. So that's probably, New Hampshire is the one example where the Tea Party movement really could derail a Senate seat for Republicans. But the bottom line on the Tea Party, folks, is that if Republicans can channel it and keep it within the boundaries, within primaries, and just sort of channel that in a positive way, it can help them in this election. Mm-hmm. But if you start seeing a bunch of Tea Party types running as independent third-party candidates because the Republican candidate's too mainstream, that's what's going to cost them a whole bunch of seats in this election.
Right. Well, it's going to be a fun year, and what an honor to start it off with you today. Charlie,
well,
thanks so much.
I look forward to doing this a lot of times between now and the end of the year, Bill.
All right, you will be our oracle.
Have a great year.
Happy New Year. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Charlie.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hi, it's Bill Press here. Did you know that 100 million Americans have borderline cholesterol? 100 million! That's almost a third country. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, like me, you ought to go to your doctor and get checked out every year. I mean, you don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's, ask them about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising that pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, and take garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle of your pharmacy and use as directed. Fight higher cholesterol. Eat right, exercise, and take garlic.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we have some stop and go now as you're making your way down to Denver on southbound 25, 120th to 84.
Hi, this is Queen Latifah. Your favorite stars are coming out for the all-new People's Choice Awards, Wednesday, January 6th, with new categories, a new format, and executive producer Mark Burnett. You've never seen the People's Choice Awards like this before. You can even vote in special categories live during the show.
Don't miss People's Choice Awards 2010, hosted by Queen Latifah. And featuring a special performance by Mary J. Blige live Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central, only on CBS.
Get your kids involved in dance, art, or music. Learning and practicing new forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver, Flesher Hinton Music Company.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
12 minutes ago before the top of the hour here, this Monday, January. January 4th, 2010, and I guess my advice to you today is, before you do anything, maybe you ought to check with a lawyer or check with the law books, because today's the day, the first work day, that 40,000 new laws in this country take effect. And in some 30 states, all the new laws took effect on January 1. So this is the first day that you're out there and out and about that these new laws may apply. No way we can tell you about all 40,000 of them, but a few of them. New Hampshire, by the way, became the fifth state now to allow same-sex marriage. Good for New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Iowa, in addition to New Hampshire. But in New Hampshire also, as of January 1, physical therapists can now get a license to practice on animals. Not to practice, but to help animals.
Oh, good.
To treat animals.
I see.
They don't practice on animals and then go to humans. No. To conduct their practice on animals. So you could take your goat in for a massage. What do you think? I mean,
perfect.
Or in New Hampshire, it might be more likely a dairy cow, or who knows. But anyhow, I'm curious about the origins of that law, but or the application of it. In Illinois, good for Illinois. Illinois is now one of the 18 states in the union that ban texting while driving. That thing has really taken off, that move. Yeah, it really is as dangerous as drunk driving, if not more. California becomes the first state to basically ban trans fats. I mean, they've done so. New York City did so, but several local jurisdictions have done so. But in California, as of January 1, restaurants can serve no more than, in their cooking oils, the ones they use have to have no more than a half a gram of trans fat per serving. Basically no trans fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for California. And in Kentucky, they have put a limit on loans that you can get on payday. That on payday, you can only get two loans for a maximum of $500 each. There are too many people, I think, go out there and say,
yeah.
Hey, I got my paycheck here. How about cashing in, right? So just some of the laws that took effect on January 1, and you may be meeting them for the first time today. So be careful. Cuidado is all we got to say. Well, Rick Warren, the pastor of the Saddleback Church out in Southern California, you know, he's the guy that should not have but did give the invocation at President Obama's inauguration. Rick Warren was that big, hugely successful church. Guess what? I don't know what Rick Warren's been doing with his money, but they ran short of cash at the end of the year. They were $900,000 short. Laura Marquez from ABC News tells us what happened next.
Warren said he needed $900,000 by year's end. The donations came pouring in over the internet. Small amounts, most under $100, and that's not even counting what came in the mail. $2.4 million raised in just a few days.
$2.4 million. I got to tell you, those TV preachers, and he's the latest in the line. You know, Oral Roberts. We just lost Oral Roberts, so now we have the new Oral Roberts, Rick Warren. Who take advantage of people in the holiday season just to fleece the flock, right? And get these people to send in contributions they can't afford and keep these mega churches going. I think it is sinful the way these people pray on, you know what, they're praying on poor people, they're praying on seniors, they're praying on people stuck at home who watch these TV preachers and then send them their checks. And the latest in a line of shysters, is, as far as I'm concerned, is Rick Warren. And at the White House front, President Obama, back from his Hawaii vacation, arrives at the White House on the South Lawn at 11:45 a.m. and then will immediately go into meetings on national security and hear the conclusions of the reviews that he has ordered on how the hell this Nigerian on Christmas Day was able to get on a plane to the United States with explosives and buy a one-way ticket and pay cash for it and was allowed on that plane. That's President Obama's top priority, and he'll be back on it as soon as he gets home here just about 3 hours from now, and I'll be back with a quick parting shot.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to doublemyspeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
Doublemyspeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at doublemyspeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Here, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, January 4th, my parting shot for today, as much as I tried to escape the news over the holidays, it was impossible to avoid all the media attention to the Christmas Eve terrorist attack on an airliner over Detroit. What struck me most about it was, starting with Dick Cheney, how quick Republicans were to blame it all on President Obama. In fact, while I heard them all blame Obama, I didn't hear one of them blame Al-Qaeda. To me, nothing better illustrates the total irrelevance of the Republican Party today. Clearly, this country faces a lot of challenges, but Republicans aren't interested in solving problems. They've refused to cooperate with President Obama on any one issue. Instead, they've chosen to oppose him on everything and blame him for everything. Well, if they want to play politics or national security, I remind them, 3,000 people died on September 11 on George Bush's watch. Nobody died on December 25, 2009 on Barack Obama's watch. So we're back. Congress comes back. The president comes back. And we'll be all together again tomorrow.
Bill Press Show.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Some national security experts say it's worth a shot, but others, like Harlan Ullman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, have their doubts about new government regulations designed to keep would-be bombers off airliners.
They're politically necessary, likely to prove to be ineffective, and I think they're going to be very intrusive.
From now on, anyone boarding a plane for the United States will be subject to pat-down searches, a carry-on handbag inspection, and a body scan for explosives like those that were used in the attempt to blow up a Christmas Day flight to Detroit. The searches will be mandatory for travelers from 14 high-risk countries. The identity of a man who got by security at Newark Airport last night is still a mystery. That breach forced officials to close down one terminal for 6 hours while they re-screened everyone.
People looked really frustrated and upset as we came off the plane and we're getting into the right terminal where all the problems originated.
CBS News 60 Minutes producer Jenny Dubin. Friends of a missing Utah woman are launching a media blitz on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to get information about her.
Starting at 8 a.m. Monday, continuing on.
Blitz organizer James Hoffhein says it's the least he can do for Susan Powell.
I think of my own wife missing, or if it was my sister or my mother, I would want everybody to come out of the woodwork.
Powell vanished on December the 7th. Officials around the country believe that more should and could be done to help rescue teenage runaways. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, what do they have in mind, Vicki?
Proposed measures include improving how runaways are tracked by the police, giving managers of homeless shelters and refugees more time to build trust with suspected teenage prostitutes before calling the cops, and making sure more police departments comply with the requirement to enter a missing child's description into the national database within 2 hours. The New York Times notes that with recession pushing more families to the brink, more children are being pushed onto the streets. Frank?
A government-funded study finds that more than a third of the sex crimes against children are committed by other children. Johns Hopkins psychiatrist Fred Berlin says the offenders need treatment and should not be stigmatized for the rest of their lives.
The overwhelming majority of children who commit sex offenses do not go on to commit adult offenses, and it's terribly important to keep that in mind when deciding how, as a society, we ought to be dealing with it.
A new report on autism is sure to stir controversy. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Why is that, Barry?
Because it tries to bury for good the notion that vaccines can cause serious digestive ailments in children with autism. That idea, first floated by a British scientist, created a furor among parents. In this report in the journal Pediatrics, a blue ribbon panel calls for more rigorous studies of digestive problems in these kids and whether special diets might help them, although these scientists say there's no evidence right now that they do. Frank?
Wall Street could start the new year of trading on the upbeat. S&P futures are ahead almost 8 points just before the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Denver takes a big step today toward placing limits on the city's medical marijuana industry. An ordinance written by Councilman Charlie Brown gets a first reading today.
You cannot have a medical marijuana dispensary closer than 1,000 feet to a public school or daycare.
And you cannot have, we're going to space them apart themselves so that they're not clustered.
There are now more than 300 pot shops in Denver. The Brighton nurse kidnapped last week by her ex-fiance says she tried over the four-day ordeal to keep him calm, but feared the entire time that she could die. Julianne Kilgore says she had known Dennis Cox since junior high school. They met again and started dating in 2008. Cox was shot and killed by police in Fort Collins on New Year's Day. It was a lousy end to a season that started so well. The Denver Broncos missed the playoffs after starting the season 6-0. Yesterday's loss was an embarrassment to a lot of the team. The Broncos got steamrolled at home by a weak Kansas City Chiefs squad. In other sports, the Nuggets lost to the 76ers last night at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it looks like our commute's starting to get back to normal, with delays building for southbound I-25 on the approach to 84th. Northbound I-25 also struggling just a little bit as you're coming out of Castle Rock, starting right around Founders. Eastbound 270 loading up and bogging down York towards Vasquez. In the high country, traffic is stopped at the Eisenhower Tunnel along I-70. We'll keep you updated on that. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of right around 40 degrees and sunny skies. Currently, 19. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's something inside of us that is totally unique. We all have our own groove. Welcome to our groove. What's yours? Find it on Broadway at Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow!
Sound 06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Today is officially, every year, the worst Monday of the year. It is. It actually is the worst Monday of the year. And you know me, I'm not a big Monday fan, but the Monday after the New Year's and Christmas holiday, you know, it's just because you're heading into this bad weather stretch. We got 3 months of hardcore winter, and it's just the worst Monday of the year.
It is. You know, all the kids are going back to school now, and all the adults are going back to work.
Yeah.
It's still cold and miserable.
And there's nothing... Now this sounds really dark, but it's not that there's nothing to look forward to, but there's no vacation. Like, the next vacation's really far away.
You know, I was thinking about this morning, like, you know, we got to figure out when our next vacation's going to be.
Yeah, like...
You know, I'm looking at, like, April, May, and that's, like, a far ways down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. You got MLK Day, which is coming up, so you got that off. And some people don't have that off, by the way.
We don't.
And yeah, we don't.
Unless you request it off.
And, President's Day weekend. But for, you know, there's not much out there. It's a long, long stretch to Memorial Day now. So, hope I haven't depressed everybody there.
Sorry. I'm gonna go back to bed now.
I know, seriously. I heard you had a lot to work with last week, Hunter.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had the worst Monday ever. You think this Monday's bad? You should go back to last Monday.
You told me your car broke down.
My car wouldn't start in the morning. I had to take Stacy's. And then I come in here, and we had a scheduling snafu, and I didn't have a board out for the first hour. And then my neighbor tried jumping my car with Stacy while I was gone. Ended up draining his battery down, so then his car was sitting out in front of my house.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a typical Monday.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a pretty brutal Monday.
And, so this one's gonna be a lot better.
Did you get some rest at least?
I'm well rested this weekend. You know, we did the big New Year's Eve thing, and then I just basically sat around the house for 3 days to recover. What'd you do for New Year's?
We were with family in Palm Desert.
Nice.
Palm Desert. Yeah, it was a great trip. A week long. Spent a week in the desert. It was.
We got to Joshua Tree too, right?
Yeah, out to Joshua Tree. Yeah, I'll probably post my photos at some point. A link to the photos I took out there on our website for people to check out. If you haven't been to Joshua Tree, it's awesome. And I did my best possible. Effort. I made my best effort to stay away from cable news, and because I just needed to clear my head, and I wanted to clear my head
from all of the nonsense. I felt like by the time I left, there was so much nonsense flying around about healthcare, and their passions were so high, and Tiger Woods was everywhere. And so I come back today, and what do you know, in my email box from Media Matters, this is the kind of thing, I want you to listen to this. I mean, this is the kind of thing that just kills your soul. Right, it just sucks the life out of your soul when you realize that this is what cable news is about. I just want folks to listen to this Fox News clip here. This was from this past Sunday. This is Brit Hume on Fox News talking about Tiger Woods.
Sports, Brett.
Tiger Woods will recover as a golfer. Whether he can recover as a person, I think is a very open question, and it's a tragic situation with him. I think he's lost his family. It's not clear to me that whether he'll be able to have a relationship with his children, but the Tiger Woods that emerges once the news value dies out of this scandal, the extent to which he can recover, it seems to me, depends on his faith. He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
I mean... It just keeps getting crazier. As I always say on this show, I go to bed at night thinking that I've heard the craziest stuff I've ever heard. And then I wake up the next morning and you hear something like that, where some Fox News blowhard somehow makes the case that because Tiger Woods is a Buddhist, he can't find inner forgiveness, and that his way back to redemption is to become a hardcore Christian. I don't really know what to say.
You notice how he also gets into the whole thing, like he's lost his family and he doesn't know if he'll ever be able to have a relationship with his kids again.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about like a 1-year-old and like a 3-year-old.
Right. Right. Really... It's so ridiculous. And of course, the message is... The message is that the implicit message is that because Tiger isn't a Christian.
Yeah, because he's a Buddhist.
Right. That's why he got into trouble in the first place. This is the kind of stuff.
Ridiculous.
This is the kind of stuff that I had to clear my head from when I took my time off from the news. And I took some time to think about the upcoming decade, and you know, and obviously what we left behind, and we're going to get into that a little bit today in terms of what we left behind. As promised, I wrote that column. It was in the Denver Post yesterday. I wrote that column with the top 10 quotes of the last decade to see what we can learn from them, and we're going to be going over those later on this hour. I tried to cull it down to the top 10, but you know, I made some New Year's resolutions, New Decade's resolutions, and what I basically resolved myself to, and you know, hopefully I can keep these. You know, New Year's and New Decade's resolutions are tough, but what I resolved myself to is to try to lower expectations a little bit. Now, by that I mean I don't think that we should lower expectations on what President Obama has promised to pass, and we should not push him. And I'm not saying that. What I mean is to kind of lower the expectations and see things, take the longer view of things. The healthcare fight was a good example. I think a lot of people have felt sold down the river by the Obama administration, with the public option, with not expanding Medicare. People look at what's going on in the government and say, you know, these people are not working for us. And I think we need to take a little bit more of the longer view. All of that is true. We did get, in many ways, sold out on the health care bill. And there's a story out on the wire today that says the conference committee, the committee where the House and Senate negotiators are going to get together on health care, they're not even really going to hold a conference committee. It's just going to be held in secret. And so all the promises of transparency and, oh, every negotiation is going to be on C-SPAN, all that's out the window. But I think in the new year, my resolution is to try to take the slightly longer view, which is that I still believe that the Senate should have voted that bill down, because I think they would have come back to deal with that bill had it been voted down. Now that it's passed, I still take the long view that it's important for progressives to say that it's not enough. But in taking the long view, I've sort of come to this realization that all of the things that we're going to fight for, all the things that we do fight for, all the things that we talk about on this program, all the issues we cover, in many ways, we're probably not going to see their realization. Maybe not even in our own lifetime. That we are living through revolutionary times, and we are in many ways living through revolutionarily bad times. This is the first generation, I think, that is not going to have the standard of living that the last generation had. You can look at all the economic numbers about that. And that's depressing, and it's disappointing, and it's upsetting. But to turn the ship around from that is going to take a long, long time. And I think our instant gratification culture that is a product of television and a product of email and a product of the internet and Twitter and Facebook, that instant gratification culture is running right up against realities that a lot of the things that we're facing in this new decade, global climate change, a healthcare crisis, those just to name two, those are the kinds of things that are going to take a long time to turn around. And our short-term battles, they're important. We're going to have a huge number of short-term battles right here in this state. The Colorado legislature is going to be opening up soon. We're going to have these big gubernatorial, big Senate races right here in Colorado. Those short-term fights are really important. But I hope all of us do a better job of taking the longer view so that when a fight like healthcare comes up, so that when a fight like over global climate change comes up, so that when a Senate race or a gubernatorial race comes up, and there are those of us talking about the issues and not just the parties, that is one of the ways to take the long view and say, ultimately, it doesn't matter the names of the people in office. Ultimately, it doesn't matter who's famous at a given moment. Ultimately, it matters over the long haul, 10, 20, 30 years, whether we are moving the ball forward. And so that is my New Year's resolution. And to that end, I just want to preview who's coming up on the show. At 7:20 after the break, we're going to be joined by my buddy, Rob Johnson. You've heard him here on this show before. He was the former Senate Banking Committee's former top economist, to give us all one action piece that we can take today, right here, today, here in Colorado, to deal with the whole financial situation. How about moving your money out of the big banks that have benefited from the bailouts and move them into those small community banks? That's a step that you can take to invest in your own community. I'm going to take it. And Rob Johnson with Arianna Huffington is proposing a whole new way to do this. There's a whole website out there. So we're going to be joined by Rob Johnson after the break. Then at 7:30, we're going to be joined by David K. Johnston. He's got a new article out about what the tax system is doing and what it's not doing. All that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Things looking pretty normal around the metro as we're getting our Monday morning commute started. A lot of people going back to work. Going to be busy in Littleton eastbound C-470, loosened up past University. On I-25 northbounders, leaving Castrock Founders up to Happy Canyon. Southbounders, a struggle getting out of Northglen and Thornton. Stop and go, actually, from 120th down to 84th. Car fire eastbound I-70 near Colfax. Also have I-70 temporarily closed at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Avalanche control going on up there. We'll keep you up to date when they reopen that. Forecast today, light winds under partly cloudy skies. High of 37. Current downtown temperature is 22 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
24-Hour Fitness wants you to reach your goal in 2010. Right now, you can try them free for 7 days. Just go online to 24hourfitness.com to get your free 7-day pass or visit a club near you to get started today.
It takes energy to keep a home safe and warm. Imagine having to do without. Please join Energy Outreach Colorado in helping the thousands of families and seniors who can't afford their energy bills. To donate or to get help, go to www.energyoutreach.org. Sponsored by Energy Outreach Colorado and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Food for thought from Farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
In the new year here at AM 760, we have some good news, right, to kick off the new year. We have a new sponsor for the morning show, Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles up in Boulder. I visited with them before the turn of the new year, and they are a new sponsor of the morning show. They've been a sponsor of AM 760 before. And, I went up to Lori's office and I checked it out and I sat down with her and we discussed what they do up there. And I got to tell you something, they got a beautiful, beautiful facility up there in Boulder at Incredible Smiles right off the highway. And they do all this, the good stuff that a great dentist does. They got invisible braces. They've got all porcelain crowns. They got veneers, 3D incredible dental implant placement, laser cleanings, and this was one of the coolest things that I've ever done. They got this sleep study thing, okay? It's usually sleep studies for whether you snore, for how your breathing is at night. These things make a huge, huge difference in your energy level during the day. And I had no idea. I go in there, and Lori sits down with me, and anybody can call up and get a free consultation at Incredible Smiles. Their number, 303-77-SMILE, 303-77-SMILE. Usually a sleep study, you've got to go into like a lab, and they're poking you and they're prodding you, and it's a whole big thing, and that's why a lot of people don't want to do sleep studies. Up at Incredible Smiles, they've got this thing they put on your, that you go home, you take it home, you just put it on your head at night for one night, and then you come back, you give it to Incredible Smiles, and and they have all of the data about how you sleep, how you can sleep better, whether you're snoring. And the thing is, why you're asking, why is it at a dentist's office? Because in many ways, how you are breathing at night is a part of your mouth. It's a part of what a dentist may be able to help you fix if you are a snorer or if you do have breathing problems overnight. So call Incredible Smiles, 303-77-SMILES, 303-77-SMILES. Now through January 31st, you can receive $500 off invisible braces, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-77-SMILE. Give Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles a call. I guarantee you, you will be very happy you did.
Need advice about simple home repairs? The Fix It Up with Steve and Matina show gives tips on money-saving home repair, buying, and selling a home, and provides a forum for homeowner questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier. I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight.
To have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution? Yes, don't let that
beginning. And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or drink more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the some would say the worst Monday of the year, or maybe not the worst Monday, just the biggest Monday, because it's the first day back, the first work day of the new year, the first official work day, I guess. And a lot of people in the new year are, I think, at the end of the last year felt frustrated with the pace of change or the lack of change. At the federal level, healthcare, stories about Wall Street reform getting gutted. And I think a lot of people have also felt pretty helpless. And I said in my opening remarks for today that I have made a New Year's resolution to try to take the long view on some of these fights and also try to look for ways that I can do something in my own little world, my own individual world, that contributes to a cause greater than myself. And that's why, to kick off this new year here on the first broadcast of the new year here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've invited on my friend Rob Johnson, the former top economist on the Senate Banking Committee. Over the break, he and Arianna Huffington have launched a campaign to help people and encourage people to move their own money, move your own money, out of the big, huge multinational banks that have taken all of that bailout money and continue to pay their executives a huge salary, to take that money and put it into community banks. They have a website now, moveyourmoney.info, moveyourmoney.info, where you can type in your zip code, and up comes a big list of community banks that we know are not branches of the huge banks that continue to rip taxpayers off. Rob, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Happy New Year, David.
Happy New Year to you. Okay, so I guess the first question is, would this make a difference if, I don't know, thousands, millions of people actually moved their money? I mean, because the first question I had when I saw this article you wrote and about this campaign at moveyourmoney.info is, you know, aren't all these banks connected? I mean, sometimes you get this feeling that some of the small banks are actually reliant on the big banks. Would actually, if I move my money out of my Wells Fargo account and move it into one of the banks listed on your site right here in Colorado, how much of a difference would that make?
Well, one individual won't make a lot of difference, but as you say, millions together can make a difference in several ways. The first of which is the reallocation of capital that you talked about, away from the big banks, their proprietary trading, their focus on derivative instruments, these complex contracts that got us into trouble. The second dimension is also what you mentioned. You feel better because you're taking action. The third dimension is we want to send a signal as a society to the large banks who claim that they want to serve us as consumers, that part of our service relationship with them is that they not, after they made a mess and crashed the economy, they not lobby to stop proper reforms. The top six banks that control 97% of the derivatives market, the core of the too-big-to-fail cabal, are people, I would say their top managements, are paying over $300 million a year to lobby to stop the reforms that we need to make our financial system.
And ultimately, in part, that's your deposits at work.
Your deposits are used by them as the seed corn from which they make money, and from those earnings, they're paying enormous bonuses, and they're acting in an antisocial manner.
I am looking on the site right now, and again, the site is moveyourmoney.info. Again, moveyourmoney.info. You just put that into your web browser's address, and I typed in my own zip code here, and up came boom. Yeah, Steel Street Bank, and by the way, this is alternative banks. If I want to take my money and move it into a bank that is not connected, and is therefore my money is not subsidizing the big banks that are lobbying against Wall Street reform. Up come, this is local institutions with an IRA rating of B or better, Steel Street Bank and Trust, First Western Trust Bank, UMB Bank, Colorado, Bank of Denver. I mean, there's a lot of banks alternatives right here. I mean, it's not like one or two. There's a bunch here. And just explain to people, if you can, I mean, because the next logical question from a consumer would be, well, what would I lose by doing that? I mean, you know, like, there's a sense, well, if I'm in a big bank, then it's secure. Are smaller banks, are these banks less secure? Would your money be any less secure in these banks?
Well, the people who have opposed our campaign have been trying to convince you that small banks make mistakes too, or that small banks fail and they're more risky. What they're missing is that at the big bank and at the small bank, you have the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insurance up to $250,000, up to $250,000. So your deposits are just as safe at the small banks as they are at the large banks. Now, you asked, so I guess I really want to alleviate the fear that if you move, you're moving to something that's less safe. You're moving to something that has exactly the same guarantees. Second thing, David, you bring forth, what am I going to lose? And what I'm hearing, I mean, we've had several hundred thousand responses to our website and articles on the Huffington Post. And people most often complain, well, I'm losing this broad network that, say, Bank of America or Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan Chase
right.
offer at ATM machines. And when I go to a smaller bank, it's more inconvenient. Second complaint they have is I got direct deposit online bill pay, and to have to set that all up again would be a headache. In both those categories, that I would answer to them, yes, you're right. There are some costs to changing. But as a citizen, are we not, what you might say, complicit in driving the small banks out of business and subsidizing these big banks and allowing this very painful political process where the people who made the mess can stop us from cleaning it up? I think it's worth it as a citizen to take a little initiative and go through those adjustment pains for a few days.
Yeah, you know, because, Rob, it's so funny that you bring this up, because this is exactly the conversation I had with Emily, my wife, when we talked about this. So, you know, we're at a big bank, and we're going to move to one of these banks, and we went through in our head, well, you know, we got bill pay and we got direct deposit, and you know, what happens if we're traveling? I guess we might have to pay an ATM fee because we're not going to be on the bigger network. And we just kept coming back to the idea that, look, you know, if you can't take this step, right, if you believe in Wall Street reform, if you believe that the banks are too big, that the biggest of the banks are too big and have too much power, and you're not yet willing to take this tiny step, you got to kind of question whether you're really in it to win it, whether you're really in it as a citizen here. Because the final question I have for you, Rob Johnson, again, the former top economist at the Senate Banking Committee, the website moveyourmoney.info, the final question I have for you is, isn't part of the way the banks have gotten so, these banks have gotten so big, the too big to fail, is that in part we are complicit in that when we put a huge amount of our own personal deposits in those banks?
Well, yes. In essence, what's happened is through being too big to fail and all the government subsidies, they've made profits. They've built these systems for servicing consumers with those profits, and we've reinforced the system by putting our deposits there. And yet those are not the total cost. As you and all of your listeners know, there was the $800 billion TARP bill. There was some measures of $14 trillion of guarantees. That's not the amount of losses, but all kinds of what you might call future of the American taxpayer has been put behind continuing this subsidized system. And we've shown ourselves in the last 18 months that after a crisis, Congress is incapable, the Federal Reserve is incapable of enacting the proper reforms. So we got to take it into our own hands, or we have to accept this dreadful system. And I don't think people feel good about this dreadful system. And as you said, David, you're either in it to win it, or you got to stop complaining.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is you kill 16 birds with one stone. You can actually, in moving your own money, you can help try to start dealing with the fact that we have a too big to fail system by helping the little guys. And as you mentioned, I think this is a key point. The little guys are just as backed up in terms of your deposits through the FDIC, are just as backed up as the big guys. They're just as safe as the big guys in terms of protecting your deposits. And people have to remember that. The FDIC guarantees deposits at small banks and big banks. It does not discriminate on that, and that is a key point. The website, moveyourmoney.info, again, moveyourmoney.info. Rob Johnson, thank you so much for starting this campaign. Keep us posted on how we can continue to promote it and get the word out, okay, man?
Very good.
Good talking to you. Happy New Year, Rob.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Bye. 7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to check in with Pulitzer Prize-winning author David K. Johnston. Over the break, he's published a new article with a lot of new data about what our tax system is doing and what it's not doing. David K. Johnston, you know him from all of his books. Again, the Pulitzer Prize winning former New York Times author, with us after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still got this vehicle fire slowing people down. Eastbound I-70 near Colfax. Seeing some delays there out on the east end. Also got a problem, three-car accident, Mississippi and Peoria. That's a new crash for us. Also an auto versus pedestrian accident at 12th and Logan. That situation up at the Eisenhower Tunnel, now under wraps. Avalanche control finished. People moving through the tunnel now a little bit better. Heavy going eastbound C-470, loosened to University. Same deal northbound I-25. Founders Parkway up to Happy Canyon Road. Also seeing things get busy eastbound 270 from York to Vasquez. Forecast, light winds under partly cloudy skies. Looking for a high around 37 degrees. Currently 23 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on January 14th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Food for thought from farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Healthier Living is now giving away free two-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
License 707-193.
Hey, are you one of these guys that can't refinance your mortgage because a bunch of knuckleheads in your neighborhood bought houses they just couldn't afford, got foreclosed on, tanked your whole neighborhood's value, and now you can't take advantage of historically low rates because these boneheads killed your value? Well, here's the good news. There's some new government agency programs out there, and they're going to allow you to refinance your mortgage even if you owe slightly more than the house is worth. You can actually owe more money than the house is worth and refinance with some of the lowest rates in history. Listen, this is like charity, but you got to get moving. This thing's a race. As foreclosures sell, values are going to drop more. When the economy turns around, rates are going to go up more. Listen, if you've waited until now, this is your second chance to capitalize on some of the lowest rates in a generation. Even if you owe more than the house is worth, we can save you a fortune with this deal. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lennox Financial, 720-889-9400.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
As I said, this is the worst Monday, at least in my mind, the worst Monday of the year. It's the first Monday back to work after the holiday season. First work Monday of the new year. And I wonder what you think, before we get on to the next topic, I wonder what you think. Are you willing to take that step that we just discussed? Are you willing to move your money out of, say, a Wells Fargo? Are you willing in this new year to move your money out of one of the huge banks, a Bank of America, and put it into a smaller bank, a Bank of Denver, one of the community banks that you can find at moveyourmoney.info? We just heard from Rob Johnson, who with Arianna Huffington has launched this national campaign to encourage people to move their deposits, their own personal deposits, move their personal banking to small community banks. I'm curious if you're willing to do that. Email us at am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, or give us a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Are you willing to move your money? Are you willing to take that step, take your money out of a Wells Fargo, go through the headache of changing up your personal bill pay stuff, your direct deposit stuff? Do you have fears? Do you think it's a bad idea? 303-713-7600. Curious if there are people out there who are willing to take this step. And I can say to you, I am going to be taking this step. When I heard about this campaign, I said, yes, sign me up. And it's going to be, look, it's going to be a pain in the ass, but I'm willing to do it. Are you? 303-713-7600. Again, instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, and you can instant message us there. You can also find a link to the campaign page as well. We'll take your calls, read some of your instant messages after we check in with our next guest, David K. Johnston. You know him, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and investigative journalist. He has a new piece out. In Tax Notes, which he writes a column for Tax Notes, which is one of the nation's best newsletters about the inner workings of our tax system. And David, you dug up, or you at least reported on, new information that has been dug up that allows us to compare where the millionaires and billionaires now are in our society from where they were back in the 1960s. Tell us what you found. Tell us why this data is so new and so revelatory.
Well, I dig around a lot, David, in the data, and I discovered that in 1961, there were 398 taxpayers who had an income of more than $1 million. Now, to give a little perspective of that, currently there are about 350,000 taxpayers who have more than $1 million of income. And this government does a special report, although the Bush administration kept it secret. Clinton and Obama have released it on the top 400 taxpayers. So we can compare the top 398 taxpayers in 1961 to the top 400 in 2006. And the comparisons are just jaw-dropping as to what has taken place in our society. Income growth of the bottom 90% of Americans in this country over those 45 years. That's an entire career, right? You went to work at 20 if you weren't in college, and at 65 you retired.
Mm-hmm.
Your average income, when you adjust for inflation, grew by about 40%. So if you had made a dollar in 1961, in today's dollars, you were making $1.40 when you retired.
In real inflation-adjusted dollars, right.
That's right. Your income rose 40% or less than 1% a year. So how did the people at the top do? Well, their income grew 19.3-fold. For every dollar they had in 1961 in real terms, they had $19. But that's just part of the story. People at the bottom got a little tiny tax cut. It saves them, compared to the rates in 1960, about $760 a year. $760. People at the top, they had their tax rates cut 60%. Their tax savings alone are enormous. If you're in the top 400 taxpayers, in the year 2006, you made more than $250 million. More than $250 million. And your tax savings alone came to $66 million.
So if you just took the tax cuts, just the tax cuts, and set them aside, they would be worth $66 million if you were in the top 1%.
And if you invested that money very conservatively, just to make 5% a year, you would be at twice, almost twice the level of the top 10th of 1% of Americans forever, just on the interest on your tax savings.
Just on the end, that doesn't even include the principal. I mean, these numbers are unbelievably astounding. Again, on the line with us, Pulitzer Prize-winning author and investigative journalist David K. Johnston. His new column in Tax Notes, one of the nation's leading tax newsletters, is our tax system helping us create wealth? And I guess I'll just throw that question to you, David. Is our tax system helping us create wealth, or is it only helping some of us create wealth?
Well, I think what we've done is we've created a tax system that makes it easier for the already wealthy to hang on to their wealth without being productive by investing it in financial products instead of in growing the economy. And at the same time, because of the shift of tax burdens, we have made it much harder for people who are striving to do better to get ahead. And let me point out something. You know, I mentioned that people at the bottom got this tax savings of worth $760 a year.
Right.
That was more than wiped out, of course, by increases in payroll taxes, which now, that's Social Security and Medicare taxes, those taxes now bring the government about as much money as the income tax, even though it only applies to the first $100,000, $106,000 of income.
Well, let me challenge you for a second on one part of this. Are you asserting that if we had a better, fairer, more progressive tax system, that we wouldn't see, because what you're outlining here is both a tax problem and an inequality problem. I mean, are you asserting that if we had a better, let's say we had the David K. Johnson tax system that was perfect, how much would it mitigate the gross disparities in wealth that these numbers chart over the last 45 years?
Well, first of all, I don't want to stop wealth creation. I want to encourage more wealth creation, but you need to have more opportunities for people to create wealth. Remember Joe the plumber?
Right.
Obama ran into?
Right.
And Joe made up a lot of what he said about himself, we now know. But if Obama's tax plan had been in place, Joe would have been able to save more money and would have paid less taxes to acquire that business he imagined he was going to buy. And by the way, $250,000 level, if you were a business owner, you got a tax cut under Obama's plan because of various incentives for small business that are in the plan. The concern I have is this. We have reached the point in this country where we are financing our government with borrowing. And because of that borrowing, all of the income taxes that you're going to pay from today until about the 15th of June this year, just equal the interest on the national debt based before the bailouts. Okay, I'm not counting the current bailout costs. Well, that cost to the government means we don't have money to invest in education, and the number of people with master's and PhD degrees is not growing as it should be, and if you back women out of the equation, it's declining. We are not seeing the growth of small businesses and entrepreneurial businesses the way we should because we are subsidizing these big, inefficient operations that depend on hidden money from the government in order to report their profits. We are pouring all this money into a war against people in the fifth poorest country in the world at a cost of $1 million per soldier per day, according to the government, $1 million per soldier per day. And as a result, we are distorting our economy, and what our current tax system is doing is it is saying to the already rich, we will insulate and protect you. Well, societies need to be dynamic. If you become wealthy, David, it doesn't mean your grandchildren or great-grandchildren are entitled to become wealthy.
That's right.
The society you create, then somebody else's grandchildren or great-grandchildren cannot become wealthy.
That's right, and I think you're dead on there. That I think if I can restate what I think you're saying is that a society that's as unequal, where so much of the wealth is concentrated in so few hands, as your numbers show, the economy becomes less dynamic. The economy becomes more. I guess the word might be rigid, and especially at a time when so much of our money, as you say, is going out the door just to pay the interest costs on the money that we're not collecting because, well, actually, I should ask you that this final question. And again, on the line with us is Pulitzer Prize-winning author and investigative journalist David K. Johnston. I mean, underneath the argument for tax reform, to reform meaning change the tax rates on working Americans and change them on people who are millionaires and billionaires, underneath that structural shift, you're also talking about simply raising taxes to raise revenues as a whole. Am I wrong?
No, that's right. Congress, except for 2 years of the Clinton administration, Congress since 1969 has spent more than it has levied. We have had crop stimulus, and the biggest Keynesian economists among our presidents were, surprisingly, George W. Bush. I'm not sure he understands what Keynesian economics is, but were George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, who borrowed and spent like crazy and shifted the burden of government off of those who, at the top, did not have to pay as much in taxes and on to the rest of us. And now we're seeing government services disappear because of this. And at the same time, because of this focus on financial wealth and artificially inflating the price of assets, let me tell you a very disturbing trend that I end my column. Yeah, the average net worth of the middle third of families, and that's the middle class, the middle third, the average net worth of the middle third of families who have children and whose head of household is 50 years or younger. So we're really talking about people who tend to have kids at home. Those families have a smaller net worth today than they did in 1983. And if you deal with all households headed by somebody under 50, whether or not they have children, their net worth is 10% less than it was in 1983.
So that is the middle of the middle class.
That's exactly right. And so contrast that with what's happened here to the super wealthy, and that all of the gains are going to older Americans, and they're going to especially the top 10th of 1% and the top 100th of 1% of Americans. We are creating a society that is going in the wrong direction. We are finding young people more and more burdened with debt. We are finding that their jobs are more and more insecure, that they don't come with fringe benefits. And when your company says to you, you know, we're going to cut your health plan, you're going to pay more out of pocket, that's pay cut.
Oh, absolutely. And because those are inelastic needs. You need to pay for health care. You need health care.
Right. And we've taken away people's pension plans. Not everybody has had them, but we've taken away many, many of them. And so we have been shrinking down incomes, shifting burdens onto the people whose incomes are shrinking, and at the top, providing this enormous relief. And what are people at the very top doing with their money? Are you seeing factories and research institutions going up all over this country that will build the future wealth? No. They are instead putting their money into A, financial products, a lot of which turn out to be garbage that are destroying, in some cases, their wealth. But also, they're investing in building factories and creating jobs and doing research in other countries because our tax system rewards them for doing that.
Yeah, and
that's what we need to get at. That our tax system should be building wealth and prosperity, and instead it is producing hardship for the vast majority who are the people who don't have instantaneous access to politicians.
Pulitzer Prize-winning author and investigative journalist David K. Johnson. You can find his work at taxanalysts.com. Again, taxanalysts.com. He writes a regular column for Tax Notes. David, always good to talk. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for the great work.
Take care, David.
751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, I'll take some of your calls. Would you move your money? Are you willing to move your money out of one of the big banks if you have it in, let's say, a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America? Are you willing to move your money from there into a small community bank right here in Colorado, right here in Denver? 303-713-7600. Or are you worried about that? Would you feel unsafe doing that? There's a national campaign to get you to try to get you to do that as a way of putting political pressure on the big banks. Are you willing to take that step? 303-713-7600 or instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We've got a link up there to the campaign. We'll take your calls, see if you're willing to take that step. I sure am, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we have a new crash westbound I-70 near Havana Small. Delays back around Peoria Street. Also, three-car crash, Mississippi and Peoria. Auto versus pedestrian at 12th and Logan. Rest of the highway drive looking pretty standard for us. Normal jams on southbound 25 up in Northland and Thornton. Again, near downtown from I-70 real all the way to 6th Avenue. Again, heavy from Emerson Street up to Colorado. Northbounders, a struggle getting out of Castle Rock, beginning at Founders Parkway. Going to break loose a little bit thereafter Happy Canyon. In the high country, got some icy conditions, basically from about Georgetown up past Vail. Forecast partly cloudy, breezy, cool, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Right now, 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first...
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about...
Savings! Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you lie. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
43 counts. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person. I love the right size smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a $500 Skyrun vacation certificate for only $250. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
7:54, now's the time we talk to Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage. You can reach Presidential at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. First day, first work day, first market day of the new year. What's going on in the markets, Mike?
Hey, how are you, David?
Good, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Well, the markets are up pretty big today. The Dow's up 116 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 32 points. And the S&P is up 13.25, so a very strong start to the new year. But along with your theme today, would you move your money to a local bank? How about to a local homegrown financial services, financial advisory firm, Presidential Brokerage? I am an owner of the firm. The owners of Presidential Brokerage are local here in the Denver, Colorado area. Your money actually gets distributed through a large bank, but we move it around on your behalf and represent you, and I think that's a big plus for you. So if you and there was a great piece on the big banks on 60 Minutes last night. If you want to continue to support that stuff, that's certainly your choice. But if you don't and you want to find a different way to do it, come to a locally owned, local supported advisory service at Presidential Brokerage. We'd welcome the opportunity to help you, and I think you'll see a huge, huge difference in the personal service you'll get here, David.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. I couldn't agree more. It's always good to be able to see the person and talk to the person and meet with the person face-to-face that you're working with. Mike, great to talk to you. Happy New Year. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Thanks. Same to you, David.
By now, you've heard a lot about Ovation Cell Therapy and how it helps restore dry, brittle, damaged hair and the amazing results for growing your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed. But did you know that after 15 years, over 500,000 customers have never asked for their money back? Because it works. I've been using Ovation for less than a week, but I love it already. Your website claimed people noticed a difference after a couple of days of use, and I have to agree with them. Thanks for a wonderful product. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types to help restore dry, brittle, thinning, or damaged hair. And it'll work for you, too. Just a simple shampoo and rinse application with no side effects. It's even safe and effective for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's unconditionally guaranteed. Log on to ovationhair.com to learn more and enter AM760 at checkout for a special offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit ovationhair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. ovationhair.com.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
Seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We will, here's what we're going to do. I blew it on the clock for first day back. I got a case of the Mondays. I blew it on the clock. What we're doing here is we got a campaign up on our website. We talked to Rob Johnson, who's launched a campaign with Arianna Huffington to ask you to move your money out of a big bank and into a small bank. If you have money, if you have your personal deposits in Wells Fargo, for instance, the campaign link is on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. You can type in your area code, and it will tell you a bunch of local community-owned banks. And the question I have for you, are you willing to take that step? Are you willing to move your money out of a big bank if
If so, why? If not, why not? Are you worried about it? We'll get to your calls after the top of the national news. Instant message us as well. Sorry I blew it, but we will get to your calls right after we hear from the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes. CBS News. Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers, and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with GEICO.
But he's the second money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapana. Yemen is the hot new battleground in the war on terror, and American and Yemeni forces are taking the fight to Al-Qaeda militants who've gone there to set up shop. Two suspected Al-Qaeda fighters were killed in a raid today just outside the capital city of Sana'a. CBS's Tulip Lahu is in the Yemeni camp.
Today's events are just another indication that Al-Qaeda is operating in Yemen, that the threats are as real as perhaps the embassies are saying, and that Yemeni officials are eager to cooperate with the United States.
The American and British embassies in Yemen are closed for a second day because of the threat of an Al-Qaeda suicide bombing attack. The attempt by a Nigerian trained in Yemen to bomb a Detroit-bound flight on Christmas Day is going to mean tighter security on all flights to the United States. Travelers from Yemen, Nigeria, and a dozen other countries will be singled out for special attention. Security expert Clark Kent Irvin says the impact is sure to be widespread.
Ultimately, everybody, to some degree, is going to be affected by this, irrespective of what country they have a passport from or what their race or ethnicity nationality is.
Early indications are that some European airports are not carrying out body searches and other new security measures. One terminal at New Jersey's Newark Airport was closed for 6 hours last night while security searched in vain for a man who got by without being screened.
I think I'm a little more scared to fly. I really am, because if people can just get in and through, you know, anything could happen.
Security emptied the terminal and re-screened everyone. As of today, it's legal for someone with AIDS to come into the country. Steve Rawls is the spokesman for a gay rights group.
We've been expecting this for a while. It's in our view, 2 decades too late, but better late than never.
Wall Street's first trading session of the new year began with a bang. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is up more than 120 points, up now about 127. Minus 35 in northern Minnesota, minus 24 in Iowa, just 19 above in northern Florida. Most of the country is shivering through a cold wave that may not break for another week. In Florida, below freezing temperatures are more than a nuisance. They're a threat to Gary Park's strawberry crop in Plant City.
If we don't do our jobs over the next two or three nights, you know, two-thirds of our income gone.
A law that was passed to protect chemical company trade secrets could be putting the public at risk. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us how.
They're in everything from household cleaners to flame retardants. But of the 84,000 chemicals in commercial use in the U.S., nearly 20% are secret. And even though their makers admit some are dangerous, only a small number of public officials are even allowed to know their names. The Washington Post says the Obama administration is among critics who argue it's time to reverse a policy that protects trade secrets, potentially at the risk of human health. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Well, this is CBS News.
Food for thought from farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash.
Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we've followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver firefighter was hospitalized briefly this morning after being overcome by fumes while working at the scene of a natural gas line break. It happened at 2nd in Quebec just before 2 this morning when a car ran into an apartment building and forced police to evacuate several families. Excel crews managed to cap the line in about 2 hours. Two Boulder synagogues say their websites were hacked Saturday and anti-Semitic messages were posted on them. The hate messages briefly appeared on the sites of the B'nai Shalom and the Har Hashem congregations. The Boulder Rabbinic Council's website was also hacked. The Anti-Defamation League is investigating and plans to turn over any details to the FBI. In sports, what a lousy way to end a season that started so well. The Denver Broncos missed the playoffs after starting the season 6-0. Yesterday's loss was embarrassing. The Broncos got steamrolled at home by a very weak Kansas City team. And the Nuggets missed one at the buzzer last night, falling by 3 to the 76ers at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're seeing delays as you're trying to get past DU on the southbound side of I-25 near DU. Like I said, we've got a crash near Colorado, another accident westbound I-70 at Havana, and another one as you're making your way Denver-bound from Lakewood. This occurred on the ramp from eastbound 6 as you're trying to access southbound I-25, surface street wreck, Mississippi, and Peoria. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a sunny day with a high right around 40. Currently, it's 22. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit Fast Cash. GoldCenters.com.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last hour we heard from Rob Johnson, who, along with Arianna Huffington, is spearheading a national campaign to ask you to move your money out of any big banks that you might have your personal deposits in and move it into a local bank. They have a website, moveyourmoney.info. We've got it linked on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We also have a video up there that they released with the campaign, made by filmmaker and author Eugene Jarecki, of Why We Fight Fame. He was the director of that great documentary. And the question is, at least for the next couple minutes, I'm just curious if you're willing to move your money out of a big bank and into a smaller community bank or into a smaller community credit union. Are you willing to go through the hassle of doing that? Do you think it will make a difference? Or do you think it won't make any difference whatsoever? You go to this website, moveyourmoney.info, you type in your zip code, and up comes a list of well-rated community banks and community financial institutions that are not connected to the big banks. And the thrust of the campaign is about sending a message with your own money to the big banks, which are using your deposits not only to pay huge executive bonuses, but also to actually lobby against financial reform legislation in Congress. Your deposits are subsidizing that when you deposit your money at the big the too big to fail banks. So are you willing to take that step? If so, why? If not, why not? Are you worried about your money? Do you think it won't make a difference? 303-713-7600, or you can send us an instant message, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We're already getting a couple. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hi.
Hey there.
This is Joe. Dave, I came across a situation last month that really disturbed me related to this banking issue that you're bringing up. And I was about to send in my sales use tax form to the county of Denver, and I noticed the envelope was addressed to a address in Dallas, Texas. And before, I've been sending these in for the last 10 years, before it was going to an address here in Denver. And so I was pretty disturbed by that. I went, well, you know, this is employing some people in Texas, which is fine. But I'd like to have my tax dollars employing some people in Colorado to handle the money. So I called up the agency, and I said, what's going on with this? Why is my tax money here going to Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, what'd they say?
And they said, well, Chase Manhattan is the one who handles all our tax money, and they have their new center in Dallas.
That's amazing.
And so I said, well, I'm really disturbed by that Chase is handling all our tax money.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my comment.
No, that's a really important point. And the next time we have on the governor, I will try to ask him about that, whether there are efforts to keep our tax money here in Colorado. I mean, this speaks to the bigger problem with the banking system as a whole.
Sure.
The banking system as a whole is so consolidated, and
yes,
and that in many ways, these decisions about where personal deposits go, where state and city deposits go, are almost inadvertently made in a way that the money is sent to the biggest of the big financial institutions. And the bailout, by the way, the taxpayer-funded bailouts only rigged this system even further towards the big banks. When we bailed out the big banks, the taxpayers, our government, provided essentially even more of a competitive advantage against the local community banks, community credit unions right here in our state and in our city. And you know, I don't want to say that Denver or Colorado, the city or state governments made a deliberate decision to bank with the big multinationals.
Sure,
just like,
sure,
I think a lot of consumers, they don't make a big decision. It's not some big calculated decision. They say, oh, you know, there's a lot of ATMs there, I'm going to bank with these guys. But now this campaign is about raising awareness and saying, hey, there are other choices out there. So I assume you're willing. You've already moved your money.
Oh, yeah. I've been in a long-time credit union, which I'm very happy with.
That's fantastic. Which credit union?
Well, it formerly was New Horizons. It's now called Security Service. So it has merged with a little bit larger credit union. But they treat me really well. Once in a while, I'll get a bounce check from a customer because I have a small business. And they don't even charge me a fee on the check.
Yeah, credit unions can really, really be the way to go. You're absolutely right. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
Let's go to David in Greeley. David, you're on AM760.
Well, hi, Dave.
Hey there.
My Sharona, according to a recent book on the Bush family, is George W. Bush's favorite song.
Is that true?
That's what I read.
Man, that's amazing.
And it makes me sick every time I hear it on your radio station.
Well, that bums me out that it's his favorite song, if that's true. Because that was the song that Al Franken always introduced me on when I came on his radio show.
Well, I can understand the connection, but I'm thinking better check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
What I want to say here is I've been a credit union member for decades. They treat you like a human being. Every depositor is a part owner of the credit union, and they will make it easy for you to transfer any of your direct deposits or anything else you want to do. They'll just make it so slick to join their credit union. Yeah, that's the way to look into it, because then you own part of the bank.
Yeah, and it sounds like you don't need to move your money because you already have your money in a credit union.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, hey, David, thanks for the call, man. Stay warm up there in Greeley. Let's go to Mick. Hey, Mick, how you doing? Happy New Year.
David, good New Year to you.
Thanks.
Listen, I just wanted to make two quick comments here. I moved my stuff several years ago. I bank at UMB and Public Service Credit Union, and they do a wonderful job. Community banks, I believe that we're going to recover as a nation when we start building the strength from the bottom up. And that means small commercial banks, or small businesses. They deal with the public in a more direct manner. They interface with you every day, you know, on a personal level. And I just got so sick and tired of dealing with the Chases and the Wells Fargos and the Bank of Americas and everything else. Which, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know how to navigate the waters with them, they're going to slam dunk you every single chance that they get with fees, with restrictions, and everything else. So I basically got out of that like 5 years ago, and it was very simple. You know, the ATMs and everything else, it becomes pretty, you know, pretty primary in terms of getting rid of any problems or any doubts that you'll have in dealing with the community banks. I did want to ask you one quick question, though. You had your guy on taxes here, and this is a pet peeve of mine. There's a lot of companies out there that come on and they advertise, you know, we'll help you with your tax problem. Oh, I owed $168,000 worth of tax, and I got it, you know, negotiated down to $4,900. And stuff. I was a small businessman for 18 years. I never missed paying my taxes. I never got audited or anything. And I'm wondering where these people that are in business or are scofflaws, as I like to call them, in terms of not paying their taxes, where they come off in getting away. I know it's tax law, but this is something to me that is just endemic to the problems that we've been having.
Oh yeah, you know,
with the rich and everything, just saying the heck with the
taxes. Well, what's amazing is that the numbers that we heard from David K. Johnston, who you're referring to, the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, the numbers about who's paying taxes and what their tax rates are don't even include who's just not paying their taxes, who's just refusing to pay their taxes. We have a tax gap in this country. That's what they call it in Congress, a tax gap between what's owed and what's paid. That I think it's about $300 billion. There's $300 billion, I think, sitting out there that just has not been collected. And you're absolutely right. Part of reforming our taxes is simple, basic tax enforcement. Absolutely. Hey, Mick, thanks for the call, man. Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760.
So you'd asked if I'd move my stuff to a local bank.
Right, would you?
In a heartbeat. But the reason that I don't, actually, ironically, I was with a local bank, and then it got merged and merged and merged, and now it's U.S. Bank.
Right, right, right.
And so, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I guess I would jump back down to a local bank. But anyway, the reason that I hesitate right now is that having been laid off for 2 years, my overdraft line of credit has become, you know, several thousand dollars, and to move it, I'd have to pay that line off immediately, or try to find a loan.
So you're locked in, is what you're saying.
Essentially.
You're essentially locked in because
until such time as I can pay that line off, or, you know, if I had that bulk of money, or I could find a bank that would give me a loan with, you know, having been laid off for so long.
Right. And I, you know what? You bring up an interesting point, because I bet a lot of other people are similarly locked in because of situations like that. Well, check the website at moveyourmoney.info if and when you can make the move. I wonder if there are some banks out there that might be able to help you make that move. But I hear you, man. It's a tough and sticky situation to be in, and especially the point about being at a small community bank that gets swallowed up. I mean, it's the same thing, right, with mortgages. I got a mortgage from a small community bank that ultimately ended up passing on the mortgage to one of the huge companies. So in that sense, you don't even have that control.
I had a mortgage like that that didn't even last a week before that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call, man.
You got it.
Gene in Fort Collins. Gene, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
So, hey, you know, this last call just really resonated with me. I was a member of Wells Fargo from the time I got my first bank account and was with them for 20-some years. When I moved to Colorado here, they just kept, getting stranger and stranger. And, you know, I had an old account, and for years they kept trying to take my grandfather's status away. And finally they just aced the account altogether and gave me some money I had to pay for. And then they kept, you know, holding my money. It got to the point where I would hand them cash because they would hold my checks for like over a week.
This is a community bank?
No, this was Wells Fargo.
This is Wells Fargo. Okay.
And when I moved back here to Colorado, and I would deposit a check, and they would hold it for like a week, and, you know, my bills wouldn't be paid, and I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, I've been cashing these checks with you guys for 2 years now, and all of a sudden you decide to hold them for a week, and they're like, well, that's just the way we do things. We have the right to hold your money for up to so long, and we do. And then I'm like, okay, well, then here. So I put $400 cash down on the counter, and I gave them the cash. And I said, here it is, $400 cash. If I put this in the bank now, well, my check's clear tomorrow. And they says, well, no, we can hold cash for up to 3 days. And we do. And I'm like, well, then give me all my money. I'm leaving. And right then and there, I just took my money.
So you did it. You had already moved. Yeah. I mean,
this was like 3 years ago. And I went to a local credit union at the time. And was very happy with him, a great service, and had an overdraft line of credit, like the last caller was saying, at like 5% interest. Everything was great. And then they got sold by a larger credit union. They actually failed. And then a larger credit union bought them out. And now I need to shop for a new credit union because this larger credit union charges for every little thing, even if I'm not very happy with them either. But I'm kind of locked in now because I had this great overdraft line of protection, and now it's gone up, went from 5% to 18% on the merger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, look, it sounds like you made the move before this campaign, and I think a lot of people have got smart before this campaign, and I think this campaign raises awareness of why. And now it's not just a matter of how the big banks can use their market share to squeeze people. Now it's a matter of this is actually a political act. Right? Moving your money. When you join this campaign, you can find the link at our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. When you use this website at moveyourmoney.info to find a local community bank, it's now not just about the fees and the way the big banks use their market share. It's also a political statement. You are taking resources away from the big banks that are lobbying against Wall Street reform, lobbying for massive bank bailouts, lobbying against executive pay restrictions. You are taking your money and saying, my money is not going to be used for that when you put that into a smaller community bank or a credit union. Hey, Gene, thanks for the call. 821 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, as promised before I left for my vacation, the top 10 quotes of the decade. That was my column, my newspaper column in the Denver Post yesterday. A lot of you helped out by sending us instant messages here with great suggestions. We're going to read them out for you. We're going to even play a couple of clips, audio clips we got of those quotes. We'll do that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Crash westbound I-70 near Havana. Backups now to Chambers, and they're the stop-and-go type. Barely moving there. Also, crash westbound C-470 as you approach Morrison Road. Delays there back around Bowles. Another new accident on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to southbound I-25. Also, check this out, Stacy. Spilled load northbound Santa Fe at Evans. The forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Right now, 21 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40%.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold it to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Oh, hey, have you seen this new show yet? It might be the best cop drama / time travel show in TV history. I would know. I have Comcast Digital Preferred. I get thousands of on-demand choices I can watch whenever I want for just $39.99 a month for 6 months. And with on-demand, you can go back and watch past episodes or even whole seasons.
This weekend, I'm doing a marathon to catch up on the best celebrity-hosted talent competition ever created.
Comcast has all the things to help you do your thing, like Comcast Digital Preferred for $39.99 a month for 6 months. You get thousands of on-demand choices that you can watch whenever you want. You can pause, rewind, even start watching in one room and finish in another. That's a lot of stuff to get excited about. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com today.
Offer ends 1-21-10. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to Digital Preferred for new residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and franchise fees extra.
Historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
New Year's resolution is to eat healthier.
I don't have one.
My New Year's resolution is to
be a better husband.
To lose some weight, have more home-cooked meals with the family.
Make more money.
New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution? So let
the beginning. And drink less.
What I want to feel forever.
Or drink more.
2010 begins.
My New Year's resolution.
On AM 760.
Stay happy and not get angry over the little things.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to low 40s today. Snow in the forecast on Wednesday. It was like 60 and 70 degrees where I just came from. Was down in Palm Desert for a week. Was in a media vacuum. Just shut myself completely down. And before I left, I published a column with your help. Thank you to everybody who instant messaged us. Looking back on the last decade. Now, I know there are some people who, and I've gotten a lot of email about this, who insist that that the last decade doesn't end until this year is over. And those people. I was getting the instant messages about that. People really piss me off. I mean, seriously, I made the point on my Twitter feed, which, by the way, you can subscribe to it. Go to am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page on the left. You can just sign up to be on my Twitter feed. And I made the point, just on that point, that I remember when the Phillies won the World Series in 1980. Wasn't that an awesome 1970s moment? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No, like, it doesn't make sense. Remember when Al Gore and George Bush duked it out in Florida in 2000? Wow, what a 90s moment, huh? So stupid. I know, I was lambasted for that. Like, do you not realize that this is not the end of the decade? It's so annoying. I mean, yeah. Seriously, people who are making that point, get a life, really. You got way too much time on your hands, really. Seriously. The decade, at least in the way the public thinks about it, the decade goes from the year with the zero to the year with the nine. The 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, if you want to call it there, or the 2000s, if you want to call them. The 2000s ended. And I took my last column to look back on what I say are the top 10 quotes that really tell us about how our government works and how our government doesn't work, and what our government is really about these days. And I was nervous about doing a top 10 list because Dave Letterman does them so well, but I did a top 10 list. It was in the Denver Post yesterday, and I wanted to just read you this top 10 list of quotes that I think say everything that we need to know about our government and how it acted in the 2000s. And I think it's important to look back on these and as we move forward because they at least tell us where we are and where we have to go. So, without further ado, okay, number 10, we've got audio on some of these, so I'm going to be calling for audio on some of these, including this first one. We'll start from the 10th. Number 10 is a quote from Senator Richard Durbin about the financial reform legislation.
And the banks, hard to believe, at a time when we're facing a banking crisis,
right,
that many of the banks created are still the most powerful lobby on Capitol Hill. And they, frankly, own the place.
So So that's the important quote there. They frankly own the place was number 10 from Senator Richard Durbin talking about the banks in Congress. That was in 2009. Number 9, this is one from George W. Bush. Quote, haven't we already given money to rich people? Shouldn't we be giving money to the middle? That was President George W. Bush in November 2002, as quoted by Paul O'Neill in that Ron Suskind book. Bush basically acknowledging to advisors that he knew his tax cuts were giveaways to the super wealthy. Quote, haven't we already given money to rich people? Shouldn't we be giving more money to the middle? Yeah, I think you should have, but you didn't, you douchebag. Number eight, this one, another one from 2009. There were a number of really amazing quotes in 2009. This one will go down in history. Quote, keep your government hands off my Medicare. That was an anti-healthcare protester quoted in the New York Times at an August 2009 congressional town hall meeting in South Carolina. As I say in the column, the single most succinct sign that our country has become a complete idiocracy. Get your government hands off my government Medicare. You idiot. I mean, you absolute freak-like idiot. Who could say that?
Dude,
I mean,
who was
really?
The reporter that asked that one guest? They were talking about Medicare, and they're like, well, why aren't you on Medicare? And it was like a 40-year-old guest.
Maria Bartiromo asked Congressman Anthony Weiner, who's like 40 years old. She said, Medicare is so great. Why aren't you on Medicare? And he's like, because I'm like 40. I'm not 65.
If you're going to talk about things, make sure you know about things before you talk about
and
them.
And that was in the media. That was from a journalist.
I know. That's
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. All right. Number seven, the seventh most telling quote of the last decade. We have audio on this.
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
So there it is. We did this for the show. Number seven, October 15th, 2009, Falcon Heaney, otherwise known as Balloon Boy, essentially telling CNN that the Balloon Boy chase was a hoax. And I think this declaration demonstrated that the media's 24/7 knee-jerk sensationalism is completely irresponsible. There were no real questions asked before that wild goose chase, before it was covered. And I think it proved that our own culture of celebrity aspiration or celebrity obsession is completely out of control. Number six, this may be my favorite quote of all. Number six comes from Donald Rumsfeld on February 12th, 2002. Here it is.
There are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know.
He was explaining their planning for the Iraq invasion, and that should have been all we needed to hear to know that they had no plans, that they had no idea what they were doing when they invaded Iraq. Number five, another one from George W. Bush. This one from July 2nd, 2003. Maybe his most famous quote of all.
There are some who feel like that if they attack us, that we may decide to leave prematurely. They don't understand what they're talking about if that's the case. Let me finish. There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Bring them on. Bring them on. And as I say in the column, it was the most unvarnished statement that politicians think being tough means sacrificing young men and women to die for their crazy ideologies, the politicians' crazy ideology. George Bush literally saying, bring on more attacks, as if he's going to be the one to bear the brunt of them. Really, really sick. A really, really commentary on our political leadership's view of what being tough is and is not. Number four, Quote, the investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't earn $1 million to $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown. This was from a guy named Daniel Fass, the chairman of Obama's financial industry fundraising party on October 19th, insisting that despite wrecking the economy and then being handed trillions of bailout dollars, Wall Street is the victim. I just want to read this one again. It's so incredible. The investment community feels very put upon. They feel there's no reason why they shouldn't earn $1 million, $200 million a year, and they don't want to be held responsible for the global financial meltdown. Just unbelievable. That leads into number three, which is even more unbelievable. This from a top Wall Street compensation consultant on February 3rd, 2009, quote, $500,000 is not a lot of money, particularly if there's no bonus. This is the world that these ultra-rich fat cats live in. Quote, $500,000 a year is not a lot of money, particularly if there's no bonus. Just unbelievable. Number two, the second, I think, most telling comment of the decade. Quote, I didn't campaign on the public option. That was from President Obama on December 22nd, 2009, expecting the public to forget that his presidential campaign platform explicitly promised to pass health care legislation giving, quote, all Americans the opportunity to enroll in a new public plan. And for the number one most telling and maybe most nauseating quote of all of the entire last decade, it comes from, it's got to come from him, of course, Dick Cheney, the former vice president, when he was vice president. This comes from November of 2006.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So
you don't care what the American people think?
I think you cannot be blown off course by the fluctuations in the public opinion poll. There has, in fact, been fundamental change and transformation and improvement for the better. That's a huge accomplishment.
So that was Dick Cheney saying, and the key part there was him saying no, that he doesn't care about where the public is on the Iraq war. And he tried to couch it by saying, fluctuations in polls. Now, he gave this quote. There weren't fluctuations. I mean, for the last 4 or 5 years, there has been solid, vast majority opposition to the Iraq war. And in a later interview, I quoted him also in a later interview in the column, him saying he was asked a similar question, he was asked about what about public opinion and being against the war. He said, quote, it doesn't matter. And I think it's a pretty good sign that the ruling class in this country just really doesn't care about what the public thinks about anything that the ruling class is doing in our name. It was such a telling comment. And I listed it as the number one quote of the decade because I think it's necessarily a change. I mean, we've had a long history in the last 30, 40 years where the government really has less and less represented the will of the people. But I think it's most telling because Dick Cheney felt empowered to go out and just say it. I mean, he was the sitting vice president when he said that. He didn't even feel the need to pretend like our democracy means anything. And that's why I listed it as the number one most telling comment of the last decade. And a lot of you sent me some great, great suggestions. Obviously, I couldn't include any more. It was a top 10 list. And a lot of the ones that you sent me were included on this one. I think it's important to look back on quotes like that on a decade that is going down as one of the darkest in our history to know what we have to do moving forward. 8:37 here. After the break, we're going to open up a new topic of discussion about some breaking news over the weekend. The U.S. government putting in place regulations that now would subject citizens of 14 specific countries. countries do very, very strict airport screening procedures.
Bend over.
I mean, it's basically almost a strip search. And the question is whether that is a smart strategy or whether it is racial, ethnic, national profiling, whatever you want to call it. Is it unacceptable racial, ethnic, and nationality-based profiling, or is it a smart strategy? I think it sounds pretty stupid, and I'll tell you my reasons why after we get a traffic update from John Turk.
Dave, still got a few crashes out there on the highways. Westbound C-470 as you approach Morrison Road. Delays back around Bowles. Also one at southbound I-25 at Colorado, moving from downtown towards DU. Going to be a little tricky for you right now. 6th Avenue to Colorado showing speeds in the 20s right now. Also a crash in the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to southbound I-25. Crash westbound Colfax at Florence. That's near Dayton Street. Also got a spilled load, Stacy, northbound Santa Fe at Evans. Patchy ice on 25 over Monument Hill. Same deal on I-70 west of Georgetown through Vail. Forecast today, light winds, partly cloudy skies, high around 37 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 21. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you sell your gold through the mail to some out-of-town stranger, you're getting ripped off. Take it to Fast Cash, and you'll get 40% more in cash and on the spot. Want to get what your gold's really worth? Get a quote from Fast Cash before you sell. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
AM760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.
There is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply. Fresh Vacations assembled 18 travel companies on hand to help plan your next cruise or land tour. Free admission, the travel marketplace. Sunday, January 10th, 11 to 2, Doubletree Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard Road. Brought to you by Fresh Vacations.
That can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the Us Factor.
Call now for a confidential risk-free trial. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356. See a difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $500 Skyrun vacation certificate for only $250. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
All right, here's the deal. Now, Campbell's Chunky Soup, always filling and delicious, has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. And here's the deal of deals. Get $5 in money-saving coupons at Chunky.com. Campbell's Chunky.
Two-thirds of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
So? You're not, you don't care what the American people think?
No.
That was Dick Cheney. What I think is the number one most telling quote of the 2000s. God, what a douchebag that guy is. Really, he might have been the 2000s biggest douchebag. Really, absolutely. We're going to link to that column that I wrote with your help with quotes. We'll link to it at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We're going to shift directions now a little bit. The big news over the weekend, United States government tightens passenger screening for 14 countries. U.S.-bound air travelers from 14 countries considered either state sponsors of terrorism or, quote, countries of interest, began facing tougher screening measures on Monday, prompted by the attempt to bomb a plane flying to Detroit last month. The new rules mean that every individual flying into the U.S. from anywhere in the world, traveling from or through nations that are state sponsors of terrorism, or other countries of interest will be required to go through what the TSA is calling enhanced screening. The State Department lists Cuba, Iran, Sudan, and Syria as state sponsors of terrorism. The countries of interest include Afghanistan, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Libya, Nigeria, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, and Yemen. Passengers from those countries will now be subjected to enhanced screening techniques, including body scans, full pat-downs, and a thorough search of carry-on luggage. The TSA also announced that passengers on U.S.-bound international flights will be subject to enhanced screening technologies and random screenings. Airports were also directed to increase threat-based screening of passengers who may be acting in a, quote, suspicious manner. I want to zero in on this 14-country idea. Do you think this is a good idea? Or do you think this is a step towards, if not an apartheid state, then open racial and national profiling? I think the answer is, on that question, I think the answer is clearly yes. The more interesting question, I think, is whether this is even smart. Right? I mean, this idea that we're only going to put forward a stronger screening regime for people from these 14 countries, I mean, this seems ridiculous in the sense of practicality. Right. This seems to assume that the bad guys are only from these 14 countries. It also, if not criminalizes, then makes suspicious anyone and everyone from those 14 countries, whether those people have anything to do with terrorism or not. I kind of think it's a response that's not designed to make us safer. It's a response designed to make us feel safer. And what's the difference, right? Well, there are ways you can make us safer, and then there are ways that you can make us feel safer, but not actually make us safer. In the American psyche, I know we've gotten calls at this station when we talk about this issue. Oh, we got to racial profile everybody, and we got to ethnically profile people, and one of the points that I think is missed in those discussions, beyond the racism and beyond the bigotry of ascribing the acts of one or two people to entire nations of people, is the fact that there's no evidence that such ethnic or national profiling will actually work at all. It's kind of, it seems to me, a technique designed to play into an American psyche that wants quick answers to very complex problems. Terrorism is a very complex problem. Right now, it is basically, in part, a war of ideas. Right? We are every bomb that falls in Pakistan, every drone bomb that falls in Pakistan, every bomb that goes off in Iraq or Afghanistan creates the hostility that ultimately creates more terrorists. And we are trying to then fight that terrorism with national profiling, with a plan, this latest plan that says if you're somebody who's from one of these 14 countries, you're basically going to get stripped down at the airport. So I don't see evidence that this is actually any kind of policy that will pragmatically start solving the safety problems posed by terrorism. And again, that says nothing of the fact that I also think that it must towards open racial and ethnic profiling, which I think is fundamentally un-American. I mean, let's put the shoe on the other foot, right? How would you feel when you flew into a country, there was you as an American were on a list because just by virtue of being an American, to get strip searched at the airport while everybody else could move through. How would you feel about that? Would you think that was fair? Would you like that? How would it make you feel? Where do you come down? 303-7600. 303-713-7600. Maybe you're one of the people who says, you know, hey, maybe it won't help, but it certainly couldn't hurt. I mean, I guess there's an argument for that in terms of the safety argument. Hey, it may not do much, but I guess it couldn't hurt if you don't talk about the racial and ethnic profiling part of this, just as a safety measure. I'm not even sure that's the case. I mean, how many extra resources are going to be put into this profiling situation at the airport when those resources maybe could be spent in a much smarter kind of way?
Like intelligence gathering?
Exactly. Like intelligence gathering. Like making the databases work. I mean, Janet Napolitano, I know she's the Homeland Security Secretary, she's been made fun of for saying, you know, the system worked with the underwear bomber, right? Now, clearly the system didn't work. But what I think she was trying to say was the system could have worked. The guy was on a bunch of lists. Why don't we put the resources into actually making the lists work? How about that? Why don't we do what the Israelis do, which is they have interviews with people on international flights. Interviews, when you go on El Al, they interview you, and then they basically, they've got all sorts of ways of doing a fairly decent job. There hasn't been a successful terrorist attack on an El Al flight. A fairly decent job of finding out who may be a threat, without resorting to a system that says, hey, if you're from one of 14 countries, we're basically going to strip search you. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. You can instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo and get it on after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still a couple crashes hampering down the morning drive here on Monday. Southbound I-25 at Colorado. Backups to 6th Avenue there. Also have one in Littleton, westbound C-470 as you approach Morrison Road. They're out by Red Rocks. Delays there back around Bowles. Cleaned up that crash westbound Colfax at Dayton. That's no longer a problem. Also cleaned up that crash on westbound I-70 at Havana. New crashes popping up on the screen. Northbound I-25 around 6th Avenue. Forecast today, partly cloudy, breezy and cool. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Right now it's still 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's something inside of us that is totally unique. We all have our own groove. Welcome to our groove. What's yours? Find it on Broadway at Groove Toyota Scion and Subaru.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, rice-sized smoothies. So that's when I decided to try rice-sized smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
Rate based on APR of 5.53%. Approval contingent on full underwriting analysis. Check website for licensing information. Premium Capital Funding, LLC, DBA Top Dot Mortgage, 125 Jericho Turnpike, Jericho, New York.
You've worked hard to get where you are. A nice house. A couple of cars in the garage. Unfortunately, you've also got an adjustable rate mortgage that could increase any time. But now you can take control, because Top Dot Mortgage, an equal housing lender, is now offering FHA 30-year fixed rate loans at the historical low of 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month. You heard me. Hundreds of dollars a month. At Top Dot, we provide a low-stress, customized approach so you can get the right mortgage to suit your individual needs. And right now, you can get your rate absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-762-9697.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free free 60-day plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-762-9697. That's 1-800-762-9697.
So the U.S. government is officially in the national profiling business. New regulations say that if you're a citizen of one of 14 countries, you will be subject to quote-unquote enhanced screening procedures at airports in the wake of the attempted terrorist attack on the flight bound for Detroit. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
Hello, Rich.
Yeah, listen, I don't think any... You said strip search. I don't think anything about strip search. I think they said they were going to use enhanced the full body scanner, and they were going to use
thorough pat downs and a thorough search of carry-on luggage, among other things, in the enhanced screening techniques. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be strip searches. I don't think you know if there's going to be strip searches. Rich, sorry, your phone is going out. We'll have to cut you off there. Your phone was giving us a bunch of blowback. Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning. How you doing?
All right.
You know, I think if they're going to do it at one, and when one country, they should do it in every country. And for Rich, obviously, he hasn't seen those Those full body scanners are pretty much a strip search.
Yeah, they're like an electronic strip search. But what do you mean if they do it in one country, they got to do it in all countries?
Because you look at it, did they put Canada on that list? Didn't all the terrorists from 9/11 come from Canada?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, that's exactly right. I mean, yeah, exactly.
You can't just pick and choose the people you're going to do this to.
Yeah, and to that point, which is like, you know, not to try to get into terrorist strategy here, but you know, you hear a lot about, oh, if we tell the terrorists that we're going to leave Afghanistan or Iraq by a certain date, you know, they'll know and they'll wait for us to leave. Well, it's just the same kind of thing. If you tell Al Qaeda, hey, we're going to be screening only these 14 countries, guess what? They're probably going to find people in some of the other countries that aren't on that list of 14. It's a stupid, idiotic policy just for that point. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. 8:58 here on AM 760. Stick around. We'll get back to it after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes. CBS Evening News. Face the nation.
Informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
The following statements are documented responses from Ovation Cell Therapy clients in an online customer survey.
Your product is the greatest I have ever used. I'm so glad I tried it. My hair was incredibly thin and dull before Ovation. Now it's like a new head of hair. Thicker, shine, and even the color has improved. People keep asking me if I dyed my hair. Thanks for a great product.
I'm skeptical about the success stories from Ovation customers, but not anymore. Not only did my hair grow faster, the Ovation system made my hair softer, and I experienced less breakage.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com, and remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovation.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KZN for Boulder and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. From most accounts, things haven't changed much at airports overseas despite a U.S. push to toughen security for people headed here. In 14 countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and others, there will be enhanced screening for all passengers.
What you have here is profiling via geographic location. That is to say, people who are traveling out of or through countries of concern where there is an Al-Qaeda presence.
CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate. Video from Newark Airport shows a man who triggered a security breach last night by entering a terminal through an exit, causing six-hour delays, left the airport, but they don't know his identity. In Yemen, U.S. and British embassies are closed again today because of increased Al-Qaeda threats, and other embassies may follow suit. CBS's Tula Vlahu says people there she's talked to don't want to see U.S. troops.
They are concerned about the threat of Al-Qaeda. However, not one person said they would like any military presence, whether they're Europeans or any foreign presence in Yemen. They believe that the Yemeni government can take care of all its problems on its own.
A U.S. official says sending American troops there is not being talked about. To Wall Street now, where traders seem to be welcoming the new year. The Dow is up 143 points.
The market is looking at the economy ending 2009 far, far better than it began the year, starting out the year with a, if not a bang, at least with a little bit of a firework.
Economist Stuart Hoffman, Wall Street shaking off sour housing news. Construction spending was down for a seventh straight month in November. GM says there's no stopping its plans to shut down Saab, but it's still listening for any offers and will no doubt hear from some fans of the brand who are gathering in Detroit.
The Saab lovers say it's not a protest. They're trying to show GM there is still a market for the brand. Ryan Imge, who's owned seven Saabs, is coming in from Portland, Maine.
We think it might have some sort of influence. I mean, it's the right time, it's the right place, and we're the right people to do it.
While GM has begun the process of eliminating the Saab brand, it is still talking with potential buyers. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A picture of a Utah woman may pop up on your favorite social website over the next Susan Powell missing for about a month are flooding sites like MySpace and Facebook with pictures and info about her.
We are hoping that millions of people will see her name and her
picture, that somebody somewhere is going to have something in their memory jogged, or somebody who knows something will come forward and be able to help us find her.
Police still call Susan Powell's husband a person of interest in the case. Got 10 minutes? The Census Bureau would like some of your time.
It's a very, very short form. It has only 10 questions. Should take every household 10 minutes or less. Fill out that form.
Commerce Secretary Gary Locke getting the word out today that census forms will be delivered in March. This is CBS News.
Hi, David Orrick, introducing the new Orrick XL Platinum Pilot with 360 steering. Turn left, turn right, turn on a dime. This is the ultimate in durability, power, and lightweight design. Call now. You'll also get my Orrick handheld vac and new Orrick speed sweep, free with purchase. That's three great Orricks for the price of one. Call 1-877-ORRICK-21. That's 1-877-ORECK-21.
I'm heading out to some office supplies.
Oh, I'd go to Staples.
Yeah, how are their prices on paper?
Low.
How about printers?
Low.
Laptops?
Low.
Binder clips?
Low.
Legal pads?
Low.
Pens?
Low.
Ballpoint pens?
Low, low. Look, Staples has low prices every day on over 7,000 items.
Felt tip pens?
Yeah, I give up.
Save the easy way every day at Staples. And right now, save even more with Staples. Dollar Days, Cort Uraglide Dry Erase Markers, and Westcott 7-inch scissors are just $1. Staples, that was easy. Offer valid through 1-9-10 in store only. Limit 2 while supplies last.
Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Larimer County is calling it a season for the H1N1 flu. As the number of cases levels off, the county health department has scheduled its final H1N1 vaccine clinic for Sunday. You won't see any more big houses going up in some Boulder neighborhoods. Starting today, the city is limiting development, trying to keep so-called McMansions from popping up. A new ordinance limits the size of all new buildings. City leaders plan to review that ordinance in a year. And a new reality show isn't the kind of reality that folks in Aspen want to see.
I need to find a dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's,
yeah.
The summer season in Aspen always kicks off with a big party. And
VH1's Secrets of Aspen premiered last night, but many people in the resort town complained the show perpetuates a negative stereotype. That's not reality anyway. In sports, the Denver Broncos will be home for the NFL playoffs. After starting the season 6-0, the Broncos got embarrassed at home yesterday by the Chiefs to end their season. And the Nuggets dropped one at home, too. They lost to the 76ers last night at the Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still looking at some leftover slowdown southbound I-25 on that approach to Colorado. We'd had an earlier wreck there. It's also a bit sluggish, kind of late for this morning's commute on the west side. We had an earlier wreck that occurred near Morrison Road on C-470. Could find some leftover delays there. Surface street accident in the cleanup stages, Colfax and Florence. We're getting reports of a new crash. This is northbound I-25 near 6th Avenue. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day with a high right around 40 degrees. With sunny skies, currently it's 25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working adults only.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow is safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Think the new policy from the government to profile by nationality is a smart way to keep us safe from terrorists. The new directive out from the TSA, the Transportation Security Agency, saying that if you are a citizen of or fly through or flying from one of 14 countries that they say are state sponsors of terrorism or quote-unquote countries of interest, that you'll be subjected to enhanced screening techniques at airports, mandatory enhanced screening techniques. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? Do you think this is a slippery slope to racial and ethnic profiling? Do you think it's actually going to keep anybody safe? I mean, I guess that's the key, that's the first and foremost question. Is this a smart way to keep anybody safe? I sure don't think so. I mean, we can get into a discussion about whether they need to beef up the security checks at airports, but the idea that you're only going to do it for people flying through or of the nationality of 14 countries, that seems to me to be a cosmetic policy, a policy designed to make us feel more safe, even though it doesn't actually make us more safe. I mean, is Al-Qaeda so stupid that they won't see this list and then go try to recruit people in other countries who will then be able to evade these quote-unquote enhanced security techniques? And are you concerned about the civil liberties implications of this, that we are quite literally creating a separate screening situation for people based on their nationality, not based on their own personal behavior, not based on their own criminal record? Shouldn't we be spending these resources to make the system work as it currently exists rather than do things that seem kind of cosmetic and trampling of our civil liberties? I mean, when Janet Napolitano said the system worked with regards to the Detroit bombing or the attempted Detroit bombing, it was a stupid comment for her to say the system didn't work, but what I think she meant to say was the system could have worked. The guy that the underwear bomber was on a bunch of lists. They didn't coordinate the response to those lists. They didn't coordinate the databases properly. Shouldn't the resources be spent on that, on making that system, which almost worked, actually work? What do you think? 303-713-7600, Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ralph, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Fine. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
And I guess I got 2 points. I'll make them quick. Number one, profiling is simply going to guarantee more terrorists are going to be created. And the second point is...
Explain that point. I mean, why do you say that?
Okay, well, two quickies. Number one, you kill somebody's child as collateral damage, pick a country, and suddenly you have that guy's family who are gunning for you. I mean, if somebody dropped a bomb accidentally on his kid and the kid was killed, what would Turk be doing?
Right. No, that's a good point. But how does that relate to enhanced screening? I mean, do you think there's same reaction?
Exactly. But it's lesser, but it's the same reaction. Now you're going to say to someone, because you are visiting your relatives in Syria, you're an American citizen, we are going to do an enhanced screening of you, and you're taking your kids with you, so we're going to do an enhanced screening strip search of your 5-year-old boy, girl, what have you. Is that going to make you feel really warm and fuzzy about the United States?
Right, right. No, that's exactly right. And then you start to go through this in your mind about, are there going to be separate lines? Right. I mean, it's almost the you can just imagine the optics of this, right? I mean, there are literally
exactly.
going to have to be separate lines where there's going to be a sign at the airport that says, if you're from one of these countries, go in this line.
No, it's worse than that, David. I am third generation Czech and third generation German. So I can see, and I can remember the Nisei and the Sansei in Japan during World War II. What you're going to have, it's not going to be just someone who is a Syrian national. You're going to have Americans who have been here for decades, who may not even speak Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be visiting their relatives in Syria. How are we going to make sure that when they come back, they don't carry anything with them?
Yeah, that's right.
You have American citizens, not just foreign citizens. And if we're winning this war on terror, then I have a last thought for you, and that is the Americans who are suspected of being potential supporters of terrorism has grown from, I think, 300,000 to what they say last, 560,000. That means right now the United States is creating one possible suspected terrorist every 6 minutes.
Inside of our own borders.
Exactly. Exactly. We ain't winning, Dave. We need to rethink this thing.
Yeah, and this is to the point of where I've made the point. I know you have too, Ralph, which is the idea that this is a war of ideas that we're fighting with conventional weapons, to mix a metaphor, that the war of ideas, of ideologies, is not going to be won by conventional warfare. It's not going to be won by conventional warfare. I'm not distinguishing between nuclear warfare. I'm saying by military warfare, because military warfare, as you allude to, is the kind of thing that is actually inflaming anti-Americanism across the globe. Now, that doesn't mean, I don't want anybody to read into this and say that, oh, well, you're suggesting appeasement. No, I'm not suggesting appeasement. What I'm suggesting, though, is a much more surgical attitude towards terrorism, and to see, and I'll go out on a limb and say this, to see terrorism as far more of a police action than a military war. You know, I know John Kerry got lambasted for that, right, when he said, you know, a lot of this is a police action. But a lot of it really is a police action. Now, these people are, they don't represent states. Terrorists are criminals, and we need a lot more of a police outlook on this. Investigations, finding the individual bad guys. We continue to treat this as some sort of military operation, and we get policies, again, that I think are made to make us feel like we're being made more safe, but don't make us more safe at all. I mean, really, 14 countries, that's where all the terrorists in the world come from, 14 countries, and they all have passports from there. They don't have fake passports, and they don't have citizenship in other countries. They haven't moved to other countries. I mean, really? Are we really expected to believe that? Hey, Ralph, thanks for the call. Chris in Colorado Springs. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was, this new list with these new countries, would have the guy who tried to blow up a plane on the 25th, would have prevented that attack, or do you think that they would have searched him more? Because was he from Yemen?
He was from Nigeria, and I believe Nigeria is on this list of quote unquote countries of interest. Now then you ask the second question. Well, would the enhanced techniques found the chemical in his underwear? I mean, we don't know that. The answer is we don't know.
So we would have had a better shot.
We might have had a better shot. We might have had a better shot. Sure.
So I think that is, I think it's a plus for right now to do it, and then let, you know, because it is the government, it is going to take them a little time to get everything up to speed. If this is the interim fix, then yeah, let's do it. Let's add some more countries to the list. Yeah, so that's my thought on it.
So you're in the, it doesn't hurt to try, even if it may not be the full solution.
So that's something that failed needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed right now. I mean, I just flew out of LaGuardia or Newark 2 days ago. Thank God I didn't fly out yesterday, or I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone here in Colorado Springs. But just because some guy came in and out of security, they closed the whole airport down. So, I mean, imagine that going across the country. We've already experienced that on 9/11 and those failures that happened under that regime. So, you know, this is just another failure. This one just, I mean, this had the potential to really, really do some damage to the American psyche when it came to travel again, just as we get over or trying to get over 9/11. So,
but don't you consider the flip side, which isn't the flip side? Look, what are we fighting for? Right? I mean, like, what, if this is a war, I mean, not to use a cliche, but aren't we letting the terrorists win when we resort or move in the direction of the same kind of authoritarianism or fascism, as, you know, as the neocons call them, Islamo-fascists? Aren't we moving in the direction of more of a fascist authoritarian kind of regime? Aren't we limiting our own freedoms when we resort to open ethnic and national profiling?
Well, yes, and the answer to that is yes. But the other thing that the government is doing is, since they're not profiling, what's happening is my daughter's got cerebral palsy and she uses canes and crutches, and I flew her into Newark. You know, she's 10 years old, but she has to walk through the thing by herself. They make her take off her crutches, and then they give her the bomb swipe on her orthotics. And you just have to scratch your head about what are they thinking? Why not? I mean, a 10-year-old girl from America is not likely to blow up a plane. But someone who's got a last name that's Arabic has a greater potential to do that. And I think, yeah, profiling is a smart way to do business for now. You know, once they get the computer systems all worked out, I hope, then that may take away from some of that stuff where we can start taking people off the list. But, you know, we are doing some ridiculous things to the American people in for the interest of safety. When you see old people having to go through that kind of stuff, you just really have to stop and scratch your head.
Yeah, although again, I mean, you're sort of racially and ethnically profiling even in your own outlook that you just voiced here, which is that we shouldn't have to that old people who, let's say, they look like they're from the, you know, middle of the country or young white kids. I mean, I could put it in different terms. The guy who went on the plane, the underwear bomber. I mean, he was black. Right? I mean, are you somebody who said, we should profile
name?
people who are black?
No, I'm saying what was his name? Where was he from?
So okay, so anybody who's got a Muslim last name or a name with an Islamic root.
Well, just name me a terrorist in the last 4 years that didn't.
No,
have
well,
a
I mean, but hold on a minute.
Tried to blow up a plane.
Major Hassan. I mean, that is a Muslim-ish last name. I mean, it's not one that. Well, what about Richard Reid? How about that? There's one that's not
the shoe bomber from Britain.
Yeah, there you go.
Mosque.
Yeah, Richard Reid. How are you gonna get him through? I mean, you're gonna have to now go beyond names, aren't you? You're gonna have to go to skin color, aren't you? Richard Reid?
No, I think it's at this point it's Muslim. It's a jihad. I mean,
Hold on. I'm not going to let you get out of that out of the point you just made. Don't try to get out of the point you just said. You just said we should be looking at people's last names, and I gave you Richard Reid.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with Richard? Now you got to say, well, okay, you're right. It isn't all people with Muslim sounding last names. Okay.
No, it's not.
So then what are you going to do?
So then the next step is what?
Skin color, right?
No, it's information.
Well, but the whole thing. That's, but then I go back to the point. Then I go back to the point that I just made, which is that we already had the information on the underwear bomber. The fact that he was on those lists, he was already on those lists. Shouldn't we be using the resources that we have that we're now going to be devoting to all but strip searching people from 14 countries? Shouldn't we use those resources to simply make the information that we already had to simply operationalize it?
Well, that's something for Janet Napolitano, not me. I mean, this is her job, not mine. I mean,
yeah, but you just called into a radio show with an opinion. It's your job to have an opinion as a citizen.
Sure. My opinion is let's profile the heck out of these people. I don't want any more planes blown up in the United States.
But here, here's the thing, though. But you're talking in circles. This is my point. You're talking around and around and around.
So you just acknowledged
that we had the information on the guy without resorting to the profiling that we're resorting to, and yet you're saying we should now put resources into profiling instead of taking the information that we already had. So which is it? Is it profile, or is it fix the information or operationalize the information we already had?
Let's do both. Let's say if they're middle American white people or people with disabilities, they're most likely not going to blow up an American plane.
Okay, well, I guess you feel comfortable that there are no Timothy McVeighs out there. I guess I don't, and I don't really understand how you feel that way, but I certainly do. And I guess you want us to listen to Janet Napolitano when it comes to the dark-skinned people that you seem extremely frightened of down there in Colorado Springs, but you don't want to listen to Janet Napolitano, whose own Department of Homeland Security report recently reported that the biggest inland homeland security threat to the United States is right-wing militias. I guess you don't want to listen to her when she says that because you're down there in Colorado Springs and you're apparently very, very frightened of dark-skinned people with Muslim-sounding last names. You're entitled to your opinion, Chris. I disagree. Thanks for the call. 921 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to play you this clip from Britt Hume saying that the way Tiger Woods can bring himself back into society is to drop for Tiger Woods to drop his Buddhist religion and become a hardcore Christian. He said that right on the airwaves. We'll play you that clip. And then get back to our discussion of whether you think it's right for the American government to racially and ethnically profile new TSA regulations out, saying that people from 14 countries or with citizenship from 14 countries on a list of terror-suspected countries will be subjected to, quote-unquote, enhanced security techniques at airports. You think that's a smart way to go, or do you think that's the terrorists winning by forcing us to curtail our own freedoms? 303-713-7600. We'll get to it after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Well, it's a mess on southbound I-25 and on northbound side of 25 due to some accidents. Let's roll through them. On the southbound side first, going to run into a crash at Santa Fe, another one near University, and then construction on the ramp to Arapahoe from southbound 25, causing some highway delays as well, especially over in those right-hand lanes. Northbound I-25 have a crash at 6th Avenue, stop-and-go delays back around Washington Street. Also got this crash still in Littleton, westbound C-470 as you approach Morrison Road. One surface street crash, 13th and Peoria. Forecast, light winds, partly cloudy skies, high of 37. Our current downtown temperature, 25 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Imagine what police go through to chase down your car if it's stolen. Speeding down freeways, dodging innocent cars. Now, imagine what it's like when you have the power to tell police that OnStar can reduce the power to your car. Wouldn't you love to see the look on the thief's face when he realizes he's seconds from getting busted? Only OnStar has stolen vehicle slowdown, and it's available on select 09 and newer Chevy vehicles. Success varies with conditions. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers weather, and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
He can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
.26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to the low 40s today. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to play this clip again. We played it at the top of the show in the 7 a.m. hour, but I just want to play it again because it's so stunning. My last week, I took a week off of all cable news just to clear my head. It's like an enema for the brain, really, to not watch cable news. It's like getting an enema for your brain. And I came back to this and I checked Media Matters' website. Media Matters will be on tomorrow to give us its leading misinformers of the last decade. Or was it 2009? Either or. But I checked its website when I came back, and I saw this clip from Fox News over the weekend, Britt Hume talking about Tiger Woods. Listen to this crap.
Sports, Brett.
Tiger Woods will recover as a golfer. Whether he can recover as a person, I think, is a very open question, and it's a tragic situation with him. I think he's lost his family. It's not clear to me that whether he'll be able to have a relationship with his children. But the Tiger Woods that emerges once the news value dies out of this scandal, the extent to which he can recover, it seems to me, depends on his faith. He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn your faith, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
I mean, this really, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, it's like, I mean, clearly Fox has psychopaths on their network, but that is crazy for even a network chock full teeming with psychopaths. For this person, Britt Hume, their supposedly straight news guy, right? That's what he's always billed as. He's the news guy. To say, to disparage Buddhism and say that the way Tiger Woods can get his personal life in order is to reject his own Buddhism and become a hardcore Christian. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I wanted to clear my brain of. I come back right to it. Of course, that's Fox News. Can't be surprised about that. We'll get back to our discussion now of this new terrorism policy. The government announcing that 14 countries, that if you're a citizen of 14 countries, if you're flying through those countries or you're a citizen of those countries, you will be subjected to, quote-unquote, enhanced screening techniques at airports. And by the way, as an aside, remember they were calling torture enhanced interrogation techniques, right? It's the Orwellian news speak, right? You know, it's not torture. It's enhanced interrogation techniques. No. We're not strip searching people. No. We're just enhanced. They're just enhanced screening techniques. Question is whether you think this is going to make anything safer or whether you think this is making us merely feel safer and in the process taking us a step towards racial and ethnic profiling. 303-713-7600. Where do you come down? Is it worth doing? Not worth doing. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Hey, Blaine.
Hey, I just got to say I hope Saudi Arabia is on this list because last time I checked, 13 or 14 of the 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia.
They are on the Saudi Arabia is on the list. It's a country of interest.
I'm actually surprised at how much we try and placate them and smooch up to their backside. But my other point is, you know, at what point does the last administration take credit or responsibility for anything? Because, you know, 9/11. They blamed it on Clinton, and the Undy bomber they're blaming it on Obama. Shouldn't have these policies already have been in place?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you know, I had heard over the break, and I'll try to dig up the audio if I can at some point. Mary Madeline was on TV. Somebody emailed this to me over the break, where she said that. The Bush administration inherited the 9/11 attacks. Now, a couple weeks ago, we played that quote from Dana Perino, the spokesperson for President Bush, where she said there were no terrorist attacks during President Bush's time in office, which, of course, somehow forgets the 9/11 attacks. Now we've got Mary Madeline, the Republican strategist on TV, saying Bush inherited the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, the same Republican Party blaming President Obama for this terrorist attack attempt on the Detroit flight with the underwear bomber. And you're right. I mean, I think as a matter of politics, it's incredible how somehow the last 8 years before President Obama don't mean anything. In fairness, I think that Janet Napolitano, while she was not right when she said the system worked to stop the underwear bomber, she was right in alluding to the fact that the system could have worked, that this guy did not bust the system. He got through essentially on a technicality, or really I kind of liken it to a baseball game, it was an error. Right? It wasn't like he was some great hitter who got up there and hit a home run. Right? He hit a routine ground ball that the second baseman botched. He was on a bunch of terrorist watch lists. He should have been stopped from getting on that flight. The question is, why wasn't that information operationalized? And it seems to me that instead of operationalizing or spending the resources to operationalize that information that we already had, we're simply issuing these regulations, quote-unquote, that make people feel better because it takes one step towards embracing racial and ethnic profiling, which, again, I don't think makes us any safer. I think using resources to operationalize the information we already have would do a lot better job of making us more safe. Hey, Blaine, thanks so much for the call. Jim and Thornton. Jim, you're on AM 760. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Fire away.
I'm a senior citizen in Thornton. I have a couple medical problems, and my wife has considerably more. I just wanted to say that we go through enhanced security every time we go to the airport. It takes about an extra 15 or 20 minutes for my wife to get through security. They not only have to subject her to patting down, she has to go back into another room and have it checked out. She has an artificial limb. And so there's already an awful lot of people that are going through an enhanced security. You mentioned El Al. That is nothing more than enhanced security. It can take several hours with El Al, and as far as interviewing people, they don't interview everybody that gets on El Al. They pick their people that they interview.
Jim, what's your point?
The point is that some kind of profiling is reasonable. They profile handicapped people because of our implants.
They do not profile handicapped people. It's because a lot of the things and the equipment that folks who are disabled use to get around will make the magnetometers go off. Now, they're not profiling. They're not saying, let's put it this way. If you have a wooden cane that you can put on the belt there, and you can hobble through without the cane, just through the magnetometer, they're not going to profile you and give you an enhanced screening technique just because you have a cane. No, they will not. That is absolutely 100% not true. Yeah, because it poses problems for the machines that they have. They're not profiling you based on the fact that you're disabled. They're not saying you're disabled, so you're suspicious.
Okay, this, going
that's a
back
lot
to my
different.
Point, even with El Al, then, can I go back to that? Who do they pick for their enhanced interrogations, if you want to call it that, or enhanced questioning?
Well, what I can say is I've flown El Al before. It was many years ago, but I was subjected to a pretty serious interview. Now, maybe you could say, well, Sirota, you look like a terrorist. I mean, I don't think I look like a terrorist. Whatever that even means. I don't even know what that means. Because, frankly, the underwear bomber, you know, did he look like a terrorist? He looked like an African-American person. You know, and that's the whole point here, Jim. What does look like a terrorist mean? That it's the stupidest thing in the world. Last I checked, one of the guys on the Al-Qaeda list a couple years ago, what was his name? Adam something. He looked like a guy, like a 25-year-old dropout of UC Boulder who'd smoked too much weed. Okay, he was a overweight white guy. That's Richard Reed. That's separate. Yeah. But my only point here is, when you start getting down the path of saying this person looks like a terrorist, or we're going to think that most people who are terrorists only come from these 14 countries. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. The real way to deal with this issue of safety in airlines is to take the information that we already have. I mean, let's put it together here for a second, okay? Richard Reed was rejected from getting on a couple flights because he was on one of the lists. Malik Hassan, who people say he was an Islamic terrorist. I mean, the guy was Muslim. I don't think he was. There's no There's no evidence that suggests he was part of some terrorist plot. There's much more evidence that shows that he just sort of cracked, okay? But there was evidence to suggest that he was on the verge of cracking, right? Now we got the underwear bomber, right? He was on a list. So my only point here is, instead of resorting to knee-jerk, hey, we're just going to profile people, we're just going to say, oh, if you're from one of these 14 countries, you're going to get the enhanced screening techniques. Instead of doing that, why don't we spend a little money and time taking the information that we already have and operationalizing it? It's not like we didn't know who these people were. You get my point?
I get it, but at the same time, if the screeners don't have that information immediately available, what are they supposed
to do? That's my point, though. If the TSA is spending new resources on new, in quote-unquote, enhanced screening techniques, why is it spending the resources on that instead of on getting the information to the screeners that the TSA already has? That's the key point. And that goes to the broader point that I think this is entirely political. This is the Obama administration, this is the government, and it could have been the Bush administration too, playing to the lowest common denominator, doing things that make us feel safer, but not doing things that actually make us safer. To make us safer, spend the time and money, get the right expertise to take the information that we already have and operationalize it to make sure the people that we already know are probably bad guys don't get on the plane. As opposed to simply saying, hey, Americans, we know a lot of you out there are racists. We know a lot of you out there are bigots. We know a lot of you out there love the idea of racial and ethnic profiling, mainly because you're white. You won't have to be subjected to it yourself. So we're just going to play to the lowest common denominator and throw out this thing. Hey, we're going to screen people from 14 countries. It makes us feel better, some of us. It makes me feel worse, but it makes some of us feel better. But it's a knee-jerk response that doesn't address the key problem. Hey, thanks for the call. 939 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to more of your calls and a local news update. Apparently, we are Denver's on the verge of becoming the pot capital of the United States. That's right.
Shoot the world, Dave.
I mean,
maybe not just the nation.
That was the Denver Post headline, that we may be the pot capital of the USA. That and more after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
Well, a couple different crashes on both sides of 25. Let's start on the northbound side this time around. Have one at 6th Avenue in the cleanup phase. Delays back around DU at Washington Street Bridge. Also on the southbound side of 25, crash at University. Another one at Santa Fe. Also some delays as you approach Arapahoe, mostly on the right side of the highway. They have that construction going on the off-ramp there to Arapahoe Road. Things really stacking up onto 25 now. Also a crash in the cleanup phase westbound C-470 at Morrison Road and one at 13th and Peoria. If you're going up into the high country today, you will see some patchy ice on 70 from about Georgetown to Vail. Chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass for the big rigs as well. Forecast, partly cloudy, breezy and cool. Highs in the mid to upper 30s. Right now, 25 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've made a New Year's resolution to save money, this is a great year to shop at King Soopers. Just look for the yellow tag store-wide for weekly specials and everyday low prices. The yellow tags mean savings, and you'll find thousands store-wide. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the Home Buyer Tax Credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyertaxcredit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Why? I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I promised myself I'd cut back, but I made excuses like stress from work or problems at home. And then I realized just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I called the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery and got free access to their state-of-the-art alcohol recovery program. And it totally turned things around for me.
This is a breakthrough alcohol recovery program that is available anytime or any place you need it, and has changed the lives of thousands with drinking problems. Get immediate free access to this advanced alcohol recovery program now. This is a limited time offer, and your complete privacy is 100% guaranteed.
Attention parents, get access to our newest and one-of-a-kind program to help prevent your kids from using drugs or alcohol. For free access, go to www.recover17.com. That's recover17.com. Recover17.com. Recover17.com.
Food for thought from Farmers. Farmers Insurance was founded in 1928, a year before the crash. Back then, when others paid claims with IOUs, we paid cash. For over 80 years now, we've followed a conservative investment approach. We don't invest in junk bonds or financial derivatives. We are Farmers Insurance, and we are over 15,000 agents strong. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance, and be ready for tomorrow.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151. 1-800-449-6151.
How would you like to improve your memory in just 10 minutes? That's right. You can start improving your memory when you call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply of Neurostin. 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines are open now. Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. If you want your brain back, if you want to remember telephone numbers, people's names, and where you put your keys and glasses, Neurostin's all-natural ingredients can help dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration. See for yourself. Try it risk-free now. Start improving your memory now. Call in the next 10 minutes to try all-natural Neurostin before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
Hi, 44 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I am always I'm always shocked at how much time people have on their hands. I really am. I'm reading our instant messages now. Most of our instant messages offer up just some really, really great stuff. Like here's from Brian. Dave, why stop at Muslims? It seems to me that that most of the insurance CEOs and banksters are old white men, so perhaps we should single out old white men on suspicion that they'll rob us blind if we let them run free in our society. Here's another one. Shouldn't Venezuela, Colombia, and Nicaragua be added to that list? And for that matter, Mexico, the government of those countries that are supposedly hostile to America? But then we get emails like this. I love this. This is from Rich in Boulder. Please, David, operationalize is not a word and is so wrong on so many levels. Rich, operationalize, yeah, it is a word. You can Google it, look it up on Encarta. How about that? Or you look it up in the dictionary. It means to make operational. Make operational. That's right. That's the dictionary definition. So I'm always shocked. We've got a couple listeners out there that really refuse to engage in the conversation and instead send us stuff like that. And my request would be, I mean, you can feel free to send that stuff, but I'd rather you send stuff on the topic if you can. Before we get back to the topic, let me just update you on a couple of pieces of local news that I wanted to keep you abreast of. I saw over the break that the Denver Post says that we are becoming potentially the marijuana capital of the country. We have more medical marijuana dispensaries than liquor stores, Starbucks, coffee shops, or public schools, according to city and corporate records. A push by city council members to regulate the medical marijuana industry and restrict where dispensaries can locate appears to have prompted a surge in sales tax license applications. I don't think this is a bad thing at all. We're in a budget crisis. More sales tax revenue, the more sales tax revenue, the better. We're also in a recession. The more economic activity, the better, if you ask me. Colorado minimum wage becomes the first to drop in the United States. This is bad news. Our minimum wage will drop slightly in the new year, the first decrease in any state's minimum wage since the federal minimum was adopted in 1938. Our wage is falling 3 cents an hour from $7.28 to the federal level of $7.25. That's because Colorado is one of 10 states that tie the minimum wage to inflation. Michael Bennett looking for a federal investigation into New Frontier Bank up in Greeley. Nine News reporting that Colorado taxpayers paid $200,000 for the governor's office to hire outside contractors to pay for photographs, videos, and TV ads, according to the AP, promoting his accomplishments since 2008. Including a video of him receiving a Father of the Year award. I'm sure Scott McGinnis will use this against him. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to go into a number of Colorado healthcare stories. But we'll go back to the phones now. Do you think this proposal by the federal government to subject citizens of or people flying through 14 countries that the government says are state sponsors of terrorism or are of interest to terrorists, to subject those people to enhanced screening techniques at airports? Is this one step towards racial and ethnic profiling? And just as importantly, is this really going to make us more safe? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Richie in Denver. Hey, Richie. How you doing, man?
Hey. What's up, Dave? Hi. You're back with fire in the belly, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen. You know, before the topic, calling Cheney, the douchebag, is so East Coast, man. It brought me right back to my New York City schoolyard, man.
Well, he really is a douchebag. He's really earned that title.
I think we put Britt Hume in that, too.
Absolutely.
Douchebag,
absolutely.
You know, here's the thing, man, with this. If we had a government and that was really doing for us, like if Obama had pushed for health care, if he came out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and they wanted to do this, we might actually have some trust in them. But there's no way I'm going to give up one more civil right to people who have lied to us, who haven't supported us, who haven't done the right thing. So, I mean, whether it works or it doesn't work. Plus, the other thing is racial profiling never works. The FBI used criminal profiling. LL uses criminal profiling.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And that would work.
And that's and I think, look, that's I keep coming back to this. It did work, right? The underwear bomber was on a list. Richard Reed was on a list. They were criminally profiled. And the problem was not that we didn't know who they were. We didn't know that they were going to be a problem. The problem was that the information we had was not converted into action. And that's the real problem. So suddenly coming out and saying, okay, now we're gonna profile on the basis of nationality. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I actually feel almost intellectually insulted, right? It's like treating the public like we're a bunch of idiots. Like,
yeah, but what they're doing is they have figured out they cannot kill all our fears. So they're going to go to the one they think the population has the most, and that's xenophobia and racism.
That's exactly right.
And if they can kill that fear, then everybody will think they're doing something. But it's really not doing anything.
It's not. That's exactly right. It is the lowest common denominator. They're saying, hey, we know there's some people out there, some typically the Tea Party kind of people out there who think that all problems can be solved by just bashing the dark-skinned person, bashing the other, going to the xenophobic lowest common denominator. So, hey, we'll just throw a bone to those folks. And in the process, we'll trample what this country is supposed to be all about. Hey, Richard, thanks for the call, man. Happy New Year, buddy.
You too, man. Take
all right. Craig, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hey, Craig.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
All right. You got anything to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I online?
You are.
Oh, sorry. Hello. Yes. As always, when you think that a policy is stupid, it's probably you're missing the point. And you sort of made this point with the last caller, but here the stupidity is that by screening these people from the country they came from, you're not necessarily reducing the risk of terrorism. But really, the point isn't to reduce the risk of terrorism. The risk of dying from a terrorist attack is so minimal, it's not even on the radar compared to driving to the airport, right? So So the policy isn't there to make people safer. The policy is there to make people feel better about flying.
That's, you know what, it's such a good point, and it's the point that I tried to make when we were talking about the Afghanistan war, the decision to build up Afghanistan. I said, look, just in the way businesses make decisions, just based on the numbers, $100 billion to escalate the war in Afghanistan. At a time when we have somewhere between 20 and 40,000 Americans dying every year for lack of health insurance. Is that money, the $100 billion, to escalate the war in Afghanistan to try to hunt down 100 or so al-Qaeda members, is that worth the money in terms of lives lost or lives that could be saved at a time that $100 billion could be spent to cover all those people who are dying every year for lack of health insurance? It's the same thing with terrorism. It's the same exact thing. We're going to spend all this money on ethnically and now profiling by nationality with new screening devices. And I'm not saying terrorism isn't a problem, but you're absolutely right. This new policy is all about making people feel better when, in fact, it's not all about making us actually more safe. Hey, Craig, thanks for the call. Anna and Fritzy, hang on. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Still working these crashes on 25 southbound side, one at Santa Fe, another University. Delays there really heavy back to around the Downing Street Bridge. Also got some construction work on the ramp from Arapahoe, from southbound I-25. It's all kind of bunching into the right two lanes there as you travel southbound side between Orchard and Arapahoe. Also got a crash in Littleton, westbound C-470 at Morrison Road. One at 13th and Peoria as well. Forecast today, light winds. Going to be partly cloudy, though. High around 37 degrees. Currently 28 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through January, when you visit your local neighborhood Toyota dealer, buy three tires and get the fourth for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Hi, this is Queen Latifah. Your favorite stars are coming out for the all-new People's Choice Awards, Wednesday, January 6th, with new categories, a new format, and executive producer Mark Burnett. You've never seen the People's Choice Awards like this before. You can even vote in special categories live during the show.
Don't miss People's Choice Awards 2010, hosted by Queen Latifah and featuring a special performance by Mary J. Blige, live Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central, only on CBS.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Anna and Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, I came up with more things. It looks like we profile people with big black beards for a long time now, and maybe we could profile them for how much powder that will fit in their underwear.
Okay. How about boxers or briefs to make everybody wear boxers?
I was just
going to
say that. Turk, you and I have one brand. I was just going to say that. It takes the boxers or briefs question to its
logical extreme. We're going to mandate people wear briefs and not boxers.
Yeah. How'd you like the insult to intelligence when you hear somebody say that Yemen is a global threat? Yemen, a tribal country with a weak government and in deep poverty, is a global threat.
It's incredible. You know, uh-huh. And this is the thing that I think about when I think about, you know, Al-Qaeda, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look, Al-Qaeda is... It's not what I would call not dangerous,
uh-huh.
right?
But right.
But this idea that it's this huge, massive threat to the United States
uh-huh.
is just absurd.
It is.
In terms of scope. I mean, you can make a case that look, North Korea could destabilize the Southeast Asian region with China, could create, you know, the Middle East. That's a major hotspot because of oil. But the idea that this ragtag crew
uh-huh.
of jerks and evildoers, to use President Bush's term.
Uh-huh.
It's not that they're not bad guys,
uh-huh.
but the idea that they are this massive, huge threat to us that we can't deal with is just such ridiculous fear-mongering. They're definitely a threat,
yeah.
but to your point, it's what kind of scope are we talking about here?
Yeah, really.
You know?
It's really true. The real danger to the world is us.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people look at it that way, and I think that when you use the conventional definition, the real definition of terrorism, the dictionary definition of terrorism, you got to start asking a lot of questions about what some of our military actions really are. All right, Fritzy in Englewood. Fritzy, you got 15 seconds. Fire away, Fritzy. Sorry to cut it short.
I can't do it in 15 seconds. So... I'm just going to say that I appreciate the profiling because I'm a senior that has to go through the security check that's above and beyond what everybody else has to do, and I think the security profiling is good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Fritzy, thanks very much. This whole old people are the same as profiling by nationality. I just disagree with that. We'll get to it more tomorrow. See you then.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone.